Blog Talk Radio.
Allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Lady at the casino, she lost all her money. She said, "Don't feel sorry for me, no. Don't feel sorry, honey. But if you wanna do a lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. $2 oh, until the next time I see you." But these last $2, I'm not gonna lose. These last $2, I'm not gonna lose. One's going for my bus fare, other one for the jukebox to hear me some blues. Gotta hear me some blues. She said I wouldn't be over here. My man had been treating me right. I came here to try to catch him, yeah. Cause he'd been sneaking around every night. But I got caught up over here. Caught up in this scene, and I put all of my money in that doggone gambling machine. But these last $2. Casino.
Lost
all the money. Yeah.
It was going down. Yeah. Baby boy, what's up? Come on up, baby boy. Come on up.
Grudge
world, grudge world.
You know, you said you gonna take it now tomorrow.
I didn't hear you. Come on with it.
And I'm a bad bunch. I got 50 cents, a dollar myself now.
Hey, we got to win, baby. Because it don't matter how much money you got, as long as you want to do some racing, man. I want to do some burnout rubber, baby. That's my goal. Tell the Lord, thank you for another Friday, another Friday. So, Grudge World, you got the Cadillac, myself, and you got Baby Boy. We on the mic. We trying to get it in. We let everybody tune in. We want to know what's on your plate tonight. We're going to do it a little bit different. We're going to see what's on the Grudge World table tonight. So put it out there. We need you to hit the one button to let us know what's on your mind. Hit that one button so we'll know what's going down with you. It's all about the fans tonight. How can we do this here? The last $2 just spoke. What you got? Come on in.
Hey, Cadillac.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man. Look, right. I don't understand how we're going to have $2 and bet with one another. And we ain't got no love, man. You know, just you know, you my man. No homo. But you like
man,
I say. But I'm gonna bet my last couple dollars I got with you too, Jack. If I think you can win, guess what? He's going down on his age.
Man, hey, baby boy, that's how it's supposed to be, man. If that got $2, you got $2. That means we got $4. We gonna gag somebody. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't about what you got, it's about what you bring. You understand what I'm saying? And we got to keep the love in the game. We don't need nobody hating on nobody, man. Let's show some love. Let's fellowship with this thing, man, because I say it's cold up here, but, you know, it's getting warm, so it's time's finna turn, baby. So it's finna be warm. It's going to be burn rubber. But, see, burn rubber, not your soul. That's the thing, baby, because we want to lock in. We want to lock in on this show. Call up, hit the one button and speak your mind. Come on with it. See, we got somebody out there like that. I don't hear nobody trying to make no ruffles. I don't see no one button. What's up? Y'all scared? What's up? Y'all done tuned in to this show. What's up? We trying to keep it cracking.
I don't know, kind of like I think the weather getting nice. They inching the pressure wasn't button, but they I don't know. Turn the phone the other opposite direction and flip it over and press the one button. If you gotta turn your finger and press the one button. Let me hear. Let's be a kind of like here, man. You know, you want to hear some guys lock in and talk about some drag racing and fellowshipping and doing the right thing as men, man, and letting everything that we got going on in our life make it roll smooth as a Boston Whaler. That Boston Whaler. They said the Boston Whaler cost a whole lot of money.
Hey, baby boy, I don't think they know nothing about that right there, baby boy. That's up north action there. They don't know nothing about that right there. But we're going to try to fill it in to them. You understand what I'm saying? We want to. You know what, baby boy? I think the topic tonight, what you think the topic should be tonight, man? You think it should be fellowshipping, grudge racing, what makes a real grudge racer, what makes stiff, should you stiff on a drag race, no stipulations, should you say, I want to run you for this amount of money? Do it make what you think, baby boy? Because it's all around the board, but we need somebody to participate out there in the radio land and help us out with this here. Because I think if you stipulate, it's all good to the game. But some people don't feel like that. They feel, why should I lock in? You know?
You know what I think it is? I think what is a racer, grudge racer, class racer? What is he? Let me hear what he is.
I think it might be their character. Do you think character and swag got something to do with it? What you think, baby boy? I'm all over the place here.
I think, you know what I think with class racers? I think they go to the track just to have some fun. I think grudge racers go to kill his man. I think guys that's in certain markets, a drag racer, they go to run the program. You know, like
well,
I said, you won't. I got a whole bunch of in the tirade tickets. I can go to any tirade anytime I feel like it. I like to see them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I like to see. I like to see Tony.
I like, but you know what? But you know what? What I like to do, I like to be on both sides. I like to go racing and grudge sometime. You know, if I see a cat and I think I can get with him, I done seen him make a couple of passes, I say I want to get with him. Let me go down on his head. You know what I'm saying? Making way this D-I-C-K on his back, because I'm going to go strictly trying to do him wrong. You understand? But
crazy.
What makes, since you bet him a lot of money, should you just bet, you know, $1,000 bet, a $2,000. What's a good bet for a drag race? I think that'll be the topic tonight. What's a good bet for a drag race?
Well,
for a grudge race?
Well, a gentleman's bet, you want to have a gentleman's bet? You know, a gentleman's bet, yes, you know, a case of beer, a lot of the guys that run programs and stuff like that, and if they want to race you, they have a gentleman's bet, a case of beer or whatever. You know, they don't take it personal, you know what I'm saying? That's a part of drag racing, you know, and that's what we got to come in as grudge racers and understand that, you know, we doing this off. Gentlemen, you're a gentleman.
Right, but the thing is, you have to learn the game. Yeah. What's happening? You at the round table with Baby Boy. Who we got on the line?
We got Big G, son. What I want to know is, what you want to do with them slot cars, son?
Oh, boy, you don't know nothing. Man, no, don't have me go there, son. What you want, bro? Look at here, bro. Bro, now, you on a whole nother train. Now, see, that's a drag race. He know about the slot cars, man. I got about 40 of them. We could go any time after 7 o'clock during the week, man. Go up and up in Kankakee, bro. Man, it's a track
up
there.
I know about
Kankakee. Get down, line up.
Yes, sir.
You don't know
I'm
nothing
raising
about that, boy.
Man,
you don't know nothing about
it. Hey. I'm something like the man when it comes to that right there. You know what, boy?
I like your style. I feel you, bro, because that's the second passion of this here, man. This game right here, you got to have when you got downtown, you got to have something else to do because, see, them slot cars, just a trick. The same thing makes them big cars go fast, make them little cars go fast. Would you agree?
Indeed.
No doubt, man. That's good talk, man. You a little knowledgeable, brother, man. What's your name, brother?
It's Gary, man. What's going on?
G, what up, G?
What up, boy? Hey, boy,
you know I know you know about that slot, man. You went back, man. We got to get out there and get that in, boy. I still got them pretty cars over there.
Yeah.
Hey, now, we used to have grudge racing with them from $2 on up, didn't we?
On up, you know.
Hey, man, all you got to do, put up what your shot is.
That's all it is, you know.
That's it, man.
Man,
that's
you
it,
know,
man.
It's the same way. It's the same way with the slot cars going on to the real cars. You know, you got some guys, man, that, you know, they talk that mess. But when it come down to it, they get that butt tapped on a few times. Here they go, man. They go sit in the corner.
They don't like that. That's right. We had some interesting races up at a couple places we was at on that right there.
Yes, sir.
And one for no $2 either. They went up from, the pot went from $2 all the way up to $200.
You know, more than that. You know, on
yes,
the
sir.
Side.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, I bet getting
yeah.
it in, man. It's all about racing, man. So
yeah,
we're trying to figure out what makes a drag racer, what makes a pot good for a racer, a grudge race. Is it big pot bid or a medium pot of wood?
Hey, G.
Man, whatever your pockets, yeah, whatever.
How you doing, this baby boy? I just want to ask him a question, kind of like I didn't mean to cut you off. I just want
to ahead,
ask
brother.
G Money.
What's happening?
Now, when you had your man there, did you engage with him?
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm saying.
I engage with anybody, man. It don't make me no difference. Hey, if I feel I can get you, I'm going to get you. And if you make it right, and I, you know, if you're a little too fast for me, make the race right. I'm still going to get down with you. You know? Shit, that's what it's all about. You know, I ain't trying to shake and dash my way out of no race. I come to play.
That's it. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do put your shot up there and see if you can go and play with this thing, man. Because see, this racing, you got to love it from the bottom to the top, baby. You got to go with the good and the bad. You understand what I'm saying? When a racer gets to the line, if he's racing a class race, we used to race class races in the slot car world, dude. You can be going down the track and your car can get mid track and jump off the track. But as long as that other person cut that light on, it's still a race.
Still a race.
Don't matter. It's still track rules, man. You know, it is what it is, man. These cars are just like women sometimes. They do what they want to do.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
One more thing, man. I want to let everybody know that's listening in that Skin and Raylo got a banquet going on. I forgot the address. It's in Dalton. We're going to be attending this Sunday. And if you in the neighborhood, if you in the state of Illinois or around Illinois, come in and support the drag races and the street races of Chicago and the state of Illinois, outside of Indiana, Detroit.
Okay, I got that, baby boy. It's called Chi-Town, first annual grudge drag race party. That's at the Epic Center in Dalton, Illinois. Chi-Town, if you don't know, on the outskirts, you dig what I'm saying? And that's the 14112 Chicago Road, Dalton, 23rd. That's this Sunday, y'all, man. All you racers that's out there, and you hear this voice, and you hear me coming loud and clear in your speakers. Man, y'all need to be there, man, because it's going to be large, man. We're going to have screens, the old drag races from US 30. We're going to have street races going on film that back in the day that we had, man. We just going to come out and have a good time, support Brother Raylo and Skin, man. So all you old guys and you new guys, man, hey, be there, man. Let's fellowship. Let's have a good time, man. We're going to have a couple of wars going on. We're going to have cake, whatever you like. We're going to have everything going down. Show up, man, and show out. If you want to, bring your car down, one of them street cars, and put it on flavor so we can get it, action at it. We might try to do something. You know, the old school, if it's dry, we got to see what's up, man. At least go have a little fun or something.
In the mouth.
That's what I'm talking about.
In the mouth for about, like, 800, at least 800 in the mile. Take your ass on the toll road and blow your back.
Hey, who knows? Might have somebody might want to go out there. Might have somebody want to engage. We got anybody want to engage on that one button? Anybody out there? Man, I don't know what's up with tonight, man. I guess they catching up from last Friday with the Valentine's, man. They had to make up some of them gifts, you know what I'm saying? The old lady had to do what they do to us, you know what I'm saying? Get that last two bits, you know what I mean?
Well, only thing I can say, Cadillac, is this here. Keep your friends closer and your enemies closer. So my whole thing is this is give me some money to close out there when you can go down that road and engage with your boy and don't be playing with my money and have some integrity about some drag racing. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt about that, man. You got to have some integrity, man. You know, a lot of guys, they don't – the new jacks, I call them, man, they ain't got – you know, some of them, they don't have that, man. They just buck wild. They got some money. Man, they talking about get it in. What you want to bet? It ain't always about what you want to bet, man. It's about getting out there, having some fun and laughing and talking and shooting your game and getting to the line and having some fun with it. That's what I say. A lot of guys, they be a little serious, man. You serious, catch. You don't need, if you ain't got thick skin, you know, that cowhide skin, like alligator skin, you don't need, this ain't the game for you. Because you got folks going to come at you all kind of ways. You got to be able to brush it off, brush your shoulders off. That's what you got to be able to do. Because if you let it get personal on you, that's a whole different animal. You don't want to open that up. You understand what I'm saying? Because now you don't know what a cat will come with. You don't know how he come. You know what I'm saying? So you got to just keep it fat, keep it right, keep it strict to the point. Let's get it in. Let's get the cracking. Let's get the party started. Where everybody at? Baby boy, where he at tonight? Ain't nobody,
man,
coming on. Push the one button. Push the one button.
I guess they like to hear us just talk. I guess they like to hear us talk. I don't know what it is. Like I like that new Cadillac though. That El Mirage. They call it El Mirage. I'd like to have that one.
Oh man, that El Mirage. Oh man, that's
ooh,
that man.
Lord,
that's that joint, man.
So nasty, man. Ooh, that's a pretty
that's
car, man.
Man, dude, hey, baby boy, now, Cadillac, that's what Cadillac ride there, baby. Now, that piece right there, that's a piece, man, I could definitely see myself in, man.
Lord, they jumping off that.
Got me one of them pretty snows. Got me a pretty snow and me a chocolate bunny. Talking about, man, let's go to the water.
You
understand? Right over on the lakefront.
Talking slick and swallowing some little spit, you did.
Yeah. You know how it go. See what's happening with it, man. Oh, man, it's going to be a lot of new rides that get out this year. That new Stingray ain't no joke either, baby.
Just a very nice. I like the Buick Grand National. They got the Buick Grand National coming out. It's a Regal. It's a GS. They got a GS. Now the GNX. They got a GNX. That's real nice. They got the hood scoop in it. That's top. Oh Lord, have mercy! They got rear wheel drive and they got all wheel drive, twin turbo. Ooh Lord, have mercy.
Oh man, they got a twin turbo. Now that's a good street car. Now that's a good factory street car, man. Now you know what? Now that's a good topic there too. What about the factory? What's a good factory street car you would like to see get down this year at the drag strip? Or you make it your home strip. You know what I'm saying? I ain't promoting nothing. You know what I'm talking about. But, you know, if you ain't got no place else to go and you just want to get it on, hey, you know, that's on you if that's what you do. But watch out. You got to go someplace where nobody know.
And have some fun.
Go to your local track. Get down. You know what, babe? Boy, we ought to rent a couple of cars, man, and go to the track and have a burnout contest. See who can get the best reaction time.
Hey, Kelly.
In a street car. Yeah.
Hey, Kelly. I'm not making no donuts.
Okay, man. All right. That same thing I was thinking about. I'm going to do the donut, though. Hey, I'm going to make the front wheel car do the donut. I had some fun, man.
Man, that's what it is, man. Hey, Cal. Hey, man, look, man. We right here with it, and what we're going to do is we're going to talk about what happened. If somebody want to talk about what happened in their week, if they're going through something, y'all can press the one button, man. And talk to us, man. We'll talk to you guys, man. Don't be scared, man. It's Baby Boy Cadillac, man, on the Round Table Show, man.
Man, it's Cadillac, man. We tried to get it in, baby. We tried to make it happen, man. Where everybody at, man? All these cats, they don't slow down for the week. They ain't got nothing to say. On the Cadillac Show,
What's going on, Cadillac?
Hey, Will, what's going on, baby?
Oh, man, it's all fan, love, and war.
Man, you know it ain't that. That's how it go, baby. Got to have some tears. Got to have some love. Which one you bringing? Which one you going to bring, Big Will? You going to bring the love or you going to bring the pain? Which one?
I'm a lover. I ain't no fighter, man. I'm a lover.
All right, hey, that's what I'm talking about. Let's have some love out here, man, to still have that glove with it.
Yeah.
How was your week?
Yeah, I getting ready for that show Sunday, man. I think it's gonna be a real nice deal out there in Dalton.
Oh man, definitely. That's the reason we've been plugging it, man. We've been plugging it.
Can't
wait,
Joe.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Who this?
This is Terry. You gonna let some of us white boys in this thing Sunday?
Hey, man, we definitely want y'all to come in the show, man. We brothers, man. Come on in. Well, you welcome all the way, Terry. Man, come on. SBO, man, bring it on.
Terry. Yeah.
You just what I was looking for. Tell me this. How many races y'all got locked in?
We got so far we have two races locked in at David Floyd's race. We're racing David Floyd and White Cracker in the same day. You know, Mark Alexander's part of our crew, too, and he's locked in with Sandman the same day.
Oh, okay. Hey, Terry.
I just want to let you know that I got love for you, bro. I'm going to support you. If I'm at the track with you, I'm going to bet some money with you. It's the real baby boy from the west side of Chicago.
Good.
I'm just going to let you know every time I get on your show, it's nice and peaceful, and I like and I appreciate you supporting the Cadillac and Baby Boy show and his love, bro.
That's
real
good,
talk,
good.
Man.
Good, man. Thanks. Hey, we got a little surprise for our little small block this year.
Oh, yeah. I imagine what kind of surprise y'all got, Terry. I know y'all.
who we, some of them folks down the way, they're not going to like it.
Oh, no.
We're going to show them this year. We're going to show them this year.
Hey, I got a topic. You know, we talk about these class racers and grudge racers. You know, I used to class race, and I'm sure everyone on here has lit a board sometime. You know what I mean? Something. You know, I started, and Aaron Evans started that grudge event down at Ducks Race last year.
Yeah.
We did that. We decided this year not to do it. But, you know, I'm a true grudge racer now. So is Evans. And we know what it's about. Times, we don't want times posted. Well, today on live feed, one of the grudge guys, Duck, posted his time slip on Facebook.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That ain't cool. That's not cool.
And I'll tell you, it's all over Facebook. You can see it. He went 421, the fastest small block pro charge car.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That ain't cool.
So what's that say about that hustle? That shows you that some people just don't respect what we do.
Man, they don't respect, man.
That's what he get for going that class race.
Yep.
You know what though, Cadillac too?
I think it is this.
They look at grudge races as the lowest of the low of drag racing.
I don't agree with that. Not at all the time. You know, some events they do, but I don't think they just understand the hustle or what we're about. You know what I mean?
But see, what it got to be, Terry, it got to be respect for anything that you do.
Right.
If I ask you don't post my time and I pay you not to post my time on my car, I don't want it posted.
Right. And, you know, you should know better than that. You should know there's no time. Like last year, we got busted out. The first qualifier we did last year, the live feed, all drag, I think it's Drag Magazine or whatever, it goes automatically to their website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's just the thing, man. Ain't no
all
respect,
of our,
man.
All of our first qualifiers last year were in the magazine.
That's a whole shot. But, you know, when you post a man's time, you cut his hustle off.
Yep.
You cut his hustle off, and then he don't know how to go. He still got to try to maybe give somebody something because they seen his time. Well, I know you can run this year. Well, I ain't saying I can run. I tell you what, man, we get out and we see what happens. You got to do a two-for-one race. If I beat you, I got to come back and give you something.
Yep.
You know
especially
what I'm saying? You got to lock it in a two-way.
He went a 421 on a 275.
He boogieing, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, that's unfortunate that happened, man, but that ain't cool, man.
Nope.
See, that's where you need to talk to these tracks, man, and these people that they have working for them and let them know how important that it is that they not post stuff like that.
Right. Well, see, here's what I think how Duck thought. I guarantee Duck was like, oh, shit, this is the fastest small block pro charger car in the country. You know what I mean? I'm going to get that out there.
You're going to put it out there like bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second, Terry. Hey, whoever's out there with your phone on speaker, can you mute your phone? Because we're getting a bad feedback. Thank you. All right, go ahead, Terry.
You know, and then you see, I think it was today, Stevie Jackson wrecked the orange pumpkin.
Oh, man.
Down over there across seas.
Whoa.
Yep.
Hey, Tim.
Like I say, these cars, man, they something else.
What is that site? What is the name of that site? Live stream what?
It's Motor Mania.
Motor Mania, yeah. Okay.
Motor Mania, it's live. It's live feed. There's links all over Facebook if you're on Facebook. You usually find
them.
No,
I'm not a Facebook fan. I'm not a Facebook fan, man.
Yeah, but I think Kevin Mullins went 416 last night on a radio. He broke the record.
They just done put everybody's stuff all out there.
Well, there's only one class that's a no time. And
oh, okay.
Kevin, you know, he's a class racer, so he don't care.
Oh, well, see, class racers, they don't care because, see, if they can do that, they got a little bit more.
Yep.
9 times out of 10, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, but he broke the record for radials last night.
What's going on, Terry?
How you doing?
All right, I had to come
what's
in.
Going on, Larry?
What's going on, everybody?
Larry,
how y'all doing, baby boy? Cadillac, all y'all, Big Wheel. How y'all doing,
what's going
man?
On?
Man,
what's
I'm
going
hanging
on,
in there, man. I had to come in here. Hey, Terry, I wanted to congratulate you, man. And the reason I wanted to congratulate you, hey, Terry, you're running a hell of a show, Terry. You show that you're coming on with, man, you're keeping the drag racing. You're trying to educate the young folks that don't know anything. You're trying to help them out every way you can, you know, because the reason I'm doing that, Terry, is because of the simple fact that it's just so much it's so much personal shit going on until they're getting so far away from drag racing now.
Right.
And they're changing the thing, and I just like the way you keep it a trend. I like the way you're running your show and stuff, and I just wanted to come in on a second and just kind of elaborate on that because I like what you're doing.
Hey, thank you, sir. It means a lot. You know, I just trying to bring some new people in, and, you know, a lot of people know that I'm the spokesperson for the SVO and for Mark Alexander's car, and, you know, I'm doing that because, you know, there are people out there that want to drag race and want to grudge race, but they don't want to deal with the bullshit.
Right.
You know, and there is a lot of personal stuff, and people, you know, like Teddy, the owner of the SVO, and Aaron, they don't want to have to, you know, they don't like getting in other people's faces and, you know, talking about your mama and this and that. You know,
right.
They just want to race.
That's way out of bounds, Terry. That's way out of bounds because ain't nobody's mama got nothing to do with what we're doing over here, you know.
Right.
And my thing with it is that I wanted to come on and I wanted to say that to you and I wanted to say it to the other guys that's behind us and the guys that's along with us and the guys that's between us or whatever the case is. We come in the drag race, man, and let's keep it drag racing, man. Let's not get personal because, see, personal shit lead to bullshit.
Right.
You know, and that ain't what we're about. We want to get together. We want to have fun. We want to drag race. We want to fellowship with each other. Ain't nothing wrong with us showing each other some love, man, you know, because, you know, if all of us show each other nothing but anxiety and bullshit and personal shit, then it ain't going to be nothing but a ball of confusion. And we don't want that, Terry, you know, because, Terry, we go across five states to go into the South.
Yep.
At least four or five states to go into the South, man, you know, and even though nobody want to put no value on what you do and the money you spend and so far and so on, we put value on it because ain't nobody in this game no bigger than nobody. I don't give a damn how fast your car is.
Right.
That don't make you be a person. What makes you be a person is you get out here enjoying your life and sticking to your guns, Terry. And that's why I had to come on here and congratulate you. I ain't going to tie this show up. I'm going to get right back in the corner and get back here around the round table and enjoy myself with y'all. But keep on doing what you're doing, Terry. I like it, man.
Thank you, Larry. It means a lot.
Hey,
All right, Uncle Larry. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
And keep your shoes off and go in the kitchen and get you something to eat.
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle Larry, get you a tall glass of lemonade or some Kool-Aid. You heard me? We finna get funky right now. You understand?
Y'all finna get funky. Okay, all right, y'all finna get funky. I'm finna be right here with you.
All right. That's what we talking about, man. That's the whole thing, man. We got to keep it live and encouraging, man, and have fun with this thing. We ain't trying to bring personal into this here, man. We can't get personal. Like I was saying earlier, you got to have tough skin to be a drag racer, be a grudge racer.
Well, it's only for the shit talking, though, Joe.
Right.
It's only for the shit talking, you know.
Right. But everybody can't
when
take
you,
it. Everybody.
Right. When you start getting personal into people's families and all that old different kind of stuff, then it gets past tough skin, man, because, you know, we coming to enjoy ourselves, man. You know, Terry will tell you from the first day I met him up until this point in time, man. Terry, I respect him as a man. He respect me as a man. And if I see something out of pocket that's addressed to him, I address it myself. You know, and that's what we got to do, man, because this is what we're about. We're about drag racing. A lot of folks are going to try to change the tempo, the trend, and so far and so on. But we can't allow that to happen, man, because of the simple fact that we're coming to do one specific thing, man, and that's whatever's involved into drag racing. That's it.
That's the main agenda right there.
And that's what it's about.
Hey, if you can't have that, you can't have no cake and no milk and cookies.
And no milk and cookies over here.
Hey,
I want to let you guys know, too, I had talked with Jay Barnes, and we will be putting out a national boosted belt. I will announce the date here in the next probably couple weeks. It'll be a shootout to win the belt, and then it's going to act just like every other belt. You have to get called out. You have to put your DP down and all that stuff. So
yeah, it, oh, that'd be cool. Hey, Terry, that's what I'm talking about.
The rules are going
like
to be – what's that?
Do you like the DP, man, or as far as everybody getting a locking in here? It's cold here.
Well, I you know, for the belt, you know, if someone calls you out, you got 30 days with the belt. The rules are going to be for the boosted. It's going to be 28s or 275, no wheelie bars, any style rear suspension, stock style front suspension. And that's how it's going to be. Any motor combo, pro charger or turbo. And that's going to be the rules
real
for the,
sweet.
The national belt.
Hey, Terry.
Now, do you have to put anything up to lock it up, or you just call them out?
No. Once, you know, we're going to do a shootout. I'm not sure where the shootout's going to be. It's probably going to be more towards the Midwest just because I think there's, you know, 90%, 85% of the boosted cars are up here.
Okay.
So I'm not sure where the shootout's going to be yet, but when we do the shootout, you know, the winner, someone can call that winner out the day he wins it and say, hey, here's some lockup money. You
okay.
got 30 days to respond. I think it's, you know, 7 days to respond and 30 days to race, or you have to give it up. And it's grudge cars only. If I find out that you're putting a time on the internet, if I find out you sent your time through Facebook or somewhere, you're giving up the belt and you're not going to be allowed to race for it again.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now,
Terry,
that's okay. That's good. That's
Terry,
good looking right there.
Terry.
Yeah.
So if somebody wins the belt, let's say he's from Memphis, and he gets called out.
Right.
Who's the guy with the belt? Is that race going to be in Memphis?
It's going to be wherever the guy that holds the belt wants it to be at.
Okay.
So if the guy's in Memphis and someone from Michigan calls him out, the dude in Memphis is going to put it up at his track.
Gotcha.
I mean, that goes for any belt. Anyone that holds a belt, that's the rules.
That's all boosted cars.
Yep,
pro
only boosted.
On pro charger, turbo, twin turbos, or whatever you got. You heard what Terry said.
Yep.
Terry said, you bring your ass, you get your ass put on the trailer, and go home, and you know, need some gas money. We're going to help you get home. We're going to fellowship with you. Get a flat on the highway.
We gonna
feed
get you something to eat too. Now we gotta give him something to eat now.
And we gonna feed you.
That's what I'm talking about. We got to feed him, man. Because that long way down that highway, you get hungry. We gonna get you out there. Now you gotta get in between. That's on you. That's it. That's it, man. That's it. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. Hey, you know
so,
what? Too, I gotta give all big props out to all the Michigan guys that are down there in that grudge game. Kip's down there, Chad. Brian Davis is looking damn good. Regulator Racing Jr. is down there.
Mm. Yeah. Regulator, yeah, Junior is down there.
Yep. But, you know, Chucky's looking good for just coming out this weekend.
Wow. That's good. Hats off to those guys. Big salute.
Yeah.
Hey, no doubt.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
Terry, ain't there some kind of way you can go on the computer and pull it up and see the whole live thing?
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. Actually, Keith Berry is getting ready to make a pass. It's Motor Mania TV.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on Motor Mania TV, probably, you know, .com or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. It's MotorManiaTV.com, and it's called Lights Out 5.
Lights Out 5.
Yeah. It's
Do you Google that, Terry?
No, just go up in the corner or whatever and put www.motormaniatv.com.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Berry just went 421, 181.
Rise.
See?
That's 8 mile, Terry.
Yeah, it's 8 mile.
And see, yeah. you got to respect guys that's going to the 8th mile, 660 feet at 181 miles an hour, man. You got to respect those guys, and you got to love them, because the drivers driving those cars that go those numbers, man, you got to love that, man. You got to love that, man. I love that, man. I love it. I love it. I love it so dearly, man. I love it so dearly.
Yeah, and you know what? Those guys, most of these classes down there, they have to meet certain weight requirements and everything. So it's not, you know what I mean, it's not the lightest car with the most power wins.
Combination.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Keith Berry, that's a small block in that Corvette. He just went 421 with a small block.
Man, a small block, something else.
I ain't stood in a small block. You know what, though, Kyle? I think that's what grudge racing is, and I think that's what drag racing is. I think the weight of the car, the power you make it, you land down to the earth to make the power. You know what I'm saying? You got to go down the 660 or the 1320 to make it happen, man. You know, you land power down.
What's my name? What's my motherfucking name?
Hey, you know what, too? I'm going to let this out here now since everything seems to be nice and calm. The SVO ain't fronting anybody on 28s this year. Anyone on a 28 with stock-style front suspension's got a lane. Anybody.
Terry, that's what I'm talking about.
Any grudge car. You know what? Let me make this clear. Any grudge car on a 28 or a 275 with stock-style front suspension can get in the lane. And then after we move up through that, then we're gonna move right up to the 29s, and we'll stay on a 28.
Hey Terry, I smell something.
If you only knew.
Hey Terry, I smell something, Terry. Terry, I smell something, baby.
Terry, you know they're going to ban y'all from down south on them 28.
That's all right. We're going to – yep.
Hey, on that boosted belt, that's going to be out the back door, right?
No, 8th mile.
Is that permanent, or will it be up to the guy who has the belt?
No, it's permanent.
Okay.
Permanent. But if someone wants to go out the back door with the SVO, we'll be glad to oblige them, too, as long as they're on a 28. And a grudge car.
You smart. I like that.
And we're a small block.
Woo! You all right. You a small block. You in my camp, though. That's okay. That's all right. I'm just a big block guy. But the small blocks, I can't take nothing from them, real talk now. Small block, something else now. All that combination, boy.
Yep.
But you catch me on my best, on my good day now, Terry. I'm something to be reckoned with. You get in my class now.
Hey,
know what I'm saying?
We don't care how you sit either.
Ooh, I like that, T. I like that. Hey,
Joe,
I'm just going to be asking for something because I'm slow.
You got a back half big tire with bars. You can't be asking a small block on small tires with no bars or something.
Hey, man, look at here. Only thing I say, man, just give me a little something so I can get myself to going. That's all I ask. I just want to race. If you win, you win. If you lose, we still get something to eat.
You get in that car, you can have the brake out the back door.
Oh, you say what, Terry?
You heard me.
Oh! Let me start doing my push-up. I got to do my push-up. Now you're going to give me the break. Oh, man.
Out the back door.
Hey, Terry, okay. I like that. I know you're talking about out the back door. I like that. We'll see. We're going to talk about that. See, you had the wrong round, man. We're going to do that, Terry, for the fans. Have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. I like that. We'll talk about the other part when we see one another. I like that. Tell Aaron he better not get in nothing. Ain't no doubt.
And you know what though, kind of like I think that's good racing. for everybody to come out and see. And if, you know, if you want to come out and see it and have a nice time and congregate and fellowship with the drag racers, we real nice to talk to. We, you know.
Man, we just want to have some fun. That's what it's all about, the fans. And you have some fun and get something to eat. That's all it's about.
Hey, you know what? When we were in South Carolina last year, last November at Mike Hill's race, you know, some kid was just standing around with his dad gawking at the SVO. You know, Teddy told him, go ahead, get in that car and sit down. That kid had the biggest smile on his face. That made him so happy. His dad was taking pictures, shaking our hands, you know. I mean, that made our day right there. Just letting, you know, he couldn't have been but six or seven, you know. He got to get in the driver's seat and, you know, act like he was driving and take some pictures. I mean, that was a good time.
That's right.
You know, it's nothing. That's fellowshipping, man.
Yeah.
That's showing
that's
a
right.
kid to get, you never know, he could be, when he grow up, he can be an engineer, he can be a designer or something, he can be an engine tech or something, man. He wanna do that, man, because, see, you made his day.
Oh, shit.
A person took
seven
a time.
Man. Kevin just hit 4.11, 193 mile an hour. 4.11.
Ain't that ride, man? That's ride.
That's
man.
Ride,
they
man,
are
boy.
Going crazy. Hey, and that's on a drag radio.
That's on a drag
radio? That's on a 315.
Yay.
My
come
God.
Come over here.
Cadillac Joe. What's up, Cadillac
hey.
Joe and everybody else?
What's going on, Reverend Jay?
Hey, hey,
yes,
hey.
Yes, sir. I'm here. Church is in the house. I'm here.
Church. Come on in, Reverend. We've been looking for you.
Yeah, man. I've been in this old tow truck, man, slanging in this damn, man. I've been all over, man. North, south, east, and west. I don't even know where I'm at. I need GPS on my ass.
You got it in your truck, don't you?
Hey, you know I do, man. Man,
well,
look, let
right.
me tell you something.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Well, that's how the Cadillac Show found you, brother. Well, baby boy, we found you. You tuned right on in, so you right on point.
Yeah, man, I'm going to sit at the table, understand, and eat me a millie meal, and I'm sitting here. I'm riding. I got to go to Harvey, so come on.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, Terry, I got a question.
Yeah, yep.
On, do you think on grudge racing, do you think that it's good to stiff, or you think that we should just run straight up?
What do you mean, stiff?
What I mean, should I tell you, how can I put it, if I race you,
yeah.
Should I tell y'all, can I get the buzz, or should I be fair? That's what I'm trying to say. Should I be fair with you, or should I try to spin?
Yeah, I mean, not all cars are equal, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I just said,
but,
you know. I don't even know what kind of car you got. I know you got a Camaro back half, you know what I mean? But
right.
You know, I'll give you the break for the hell of it, you know.
Right. But I'm saying on other races, do you think we should be fair, or should we try to be slick? Should I give me the break? Should I move before you?
This is grudge racing, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's grudge
racing. It's trickery. Deception.
It's trickery.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Right.
It's all about that. It's always been, you know what I mean? You go, mm-hmm. you know, ever since, shit, I used to go back Doty Road back in, you know, late 80s, Klein Avenue. You know, it's still
yeah,
the same thing.
Yeah. But some people, they be talking about they want the fair break. They want everything fair. Ain't nothing fair in drag racing.
Right.
But they
I mean,
say they want you to be fair.
Yeah.
So when they say they want it to be fair, should you accommodate them?
If the other guy thinks if he can get away with it, let him do it. You know?
So Terry, now listen to me.
Uh-huh.
So we stipulate a race.
Uh-huh.
And you get and you offer me the break,
mm-hmm.
okay? And by you offering me the break, I'm gonna say I'm gonna take it.
Okay.
I'm gonna take the break from you, and okay. I say, well, we're gonna go to the track and race these cars and this and that and this and that, and I and you say, okay, cool. And you say, by you giving me the break, and you got a better car than I got, and I know you got a better car than I got, and I know it. But I think I can get away from you. And I tell you, I say, look, we're going to turn the pre-stage on first. We're going to turn the stage on, and once the yellow lights come down and the green light come down and the red light come down, by me having the cutout, I can leave when the hell I want to. By me and you stipulated that in the drag race, and we came to a common head for me and you to get to that race at that time. Now, you got a whole lot of people say, well, I lost my money because he went red. My thing is this: I stipulated that with Terry. I didn't stipulate that with you.
Right. Yeah. See, here's my opinion right now. There's too many nut swingers in the game. You got Cruz. You know, you got Cruz.
And corporations too, Terry. Don't forget corporations. Man.
You know, you got you got guys. You know, that got 20 people in their crew, and number 19 and 20, you know, aren't really close with the crew, but they consider themselves in the crew, and those two are out trying to make races that the upper guys don't know about. You know what I mean? I just think there should be one or two people that really talk. And everyone's got to deal with. You know what I mean? And then you got guys on the lines, you know, standing there watching the races that don't know, you know, all the details. So I just think there's too many people talking for certain things. My opinion.
Yeah, too many eyes in the fire.
Right.
Then that starts a lot of confusion.
Right.
I think Terry and Cadillac, I think that's what caused the mishaps in this grudge game. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep. In my opinion, I'll bring up the Yellow Bullet incident with Tony and them. A lot of those guys that are talking, I read some of the stuff. A lot of those guys talking probably don't even race, probably don't even have a car. They're talking on there.
Yeah.
But they're blowing this thing so far out of proportion because they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what Tony's about. They don't know Mark. You know, Teddy talked to Mark 5 minutes after the crash happened. You know what I mean? That's why we stayed out of it, because we knew Mark was cool. You know, Teddy talked to Mark about what happened. So you didn't see, you really didn't, I don't think Woodruff was on there on Yellow Bullet talking shit about Tony, or Tony was talking shit about Woodruff, and those were the two guys that were involved.
That was engaged, right. This is a thing that just happened in racing.
Right, you just got some nut swingers on there from each side that, you know what I mean, getting involved that don't need to be.
And I think far as that, guys that don't know about racing need to listen to radio stations like this where you can inform them, because a lot of people don't know about locking in, about a car, anything, of trans. They don't know about the size of a motor, about them not knowing the size of a motor, how he got slicks on, what the hell he doing. What's the slick? When you talking to a person, a lot of people don't know.
Well, if they don't know, they shouldn't be in this. They should stick to something else, huh?
And that's the whole thing. Stop trying to bet your money, and you don't know what the fuck going on. And by you not knowing what the hell going on, stay and let somebody tell you. Listen, sometimes it's good to just listen to people and learn.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the whole thing with the grudge game is a lot of people say things that they really don't mean. But if they listen, they can understand what's going on when they lock in with someone. You see what I'm saying? It's cold here. It's cold here in the Midwest. So how the hell I'm gonna lock in with you? And it's damn near 30 below zero in Chicago. So if I go to the Wisconsin, I know it's super cold up there. It's super froze up there. So how the hell I'm I would like to get in the race, you know, with another person in Chicago saying we're going to the Grove to race. No, I'm going to 41 to race. The ground, the kick at the ground. The ground, you have a flooding problem. You got so much snow up here. How the hell are you supposed to race a car? You can damn near get your car to get yourself home halfway decent back home. You see what I'm saying? So how the hell are you going to sit up there and talk on the phone and then sit up there telling me, well, I'm going to lock in with you in March?
Well, what happened is people get caught up. And when they get caught up in the hype, and the hype that took them there, they feel that they got to do what they got to do because they don't want to look like they know talk. That's all. That's how it is. Really, what you shouldn't lock in for a race that's 5-6 months away, but you get caught up, anything can happen. So one thing you can do is just hope everything stay good, and when that time comes, down on their head you go, and you still right. That's all. So, you know, sometimes you can stick your foot in your own mouth. We all done did that. So, you know, one thing you got to do is be able to hand it out, get it out. And that's about going down on your opponent, putting that D to the I to the CK on there and going about your business. Because, see, it's wintertime, everybody a bet. But as soon as that thaw come out, everybody you see, little by little, they start looking like cubs again. You don't see no bears. What happened to them bears? Bears gone. So, you know, that's how come they feel they're locking me in now. See, a lot of people don't know what lock-ins is, you know. Everybody got their stuff. In grudge racing, everybody got their own thing. And when they have their own thing, it is what it is. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, baby boy. So, you know, I think Terry agree with that right there. That's how I beat him. So, you know, that's really, you can't let it be personal. You just got to roll with it. That's it.
Man, that's what's happening.
No, that's all. Like I say, sometimes you got to teach the new fish how it is out here in the land of the honey. New fish, if he don't listen, he get ate up. He said,
clean up by a big
right. He said he want to lock in. He don't know what he really don't know what lock in mean. You wait for the tree to come down and you take off. He wait for the tree to come down. He still think he's supposed to stay there. Or he think when the tree come down, he turn on the bulb, he take off, he red light. He think he won because he went down there and his light didn't come on.
Uh-huh.
You know, he don't know. So, you know, you got to teach him the game, man. It's just like anything. We all got to learn. Grudge racing is like this here. You learn something new every season. You got to learn about the stiffs and everything.
I think you learn every day, too, with life itself. I think you learn every day with life itself, with praying to the good Lord to make sure you go home, back to your family, and go back to your house.
Y'all know what, man? I think we just should just, Sun Gun just have some contracts. Hey, you want to raise here? I got a contract. Yeah. Check the boxes, and then we got the BP man. He gonna check all the stuff. Hey, he want it without this, and he want it without this. Hey, man, sign the contract, man. It's unbelievable.
That's it.
It's getting terrible, It's getting terrible.
Yeah, it's what it is. That's all, but you know, it's still good for the game because everybody got to learn. It's like you got to teach folks all over again because they get hibernated and seem like they get done up in the brain. So you got to ring all this stuff back out for them. Sometimes they just
hey,
keep playing.
Hey, man,
down,
I understand.
Come
Go
on,
ahead.
That's all
I was
I'm saying,
just,
man.
Just like you said, the lock-in. Some people just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Some people just don't understand. Even if it took you 30 minutes to explain it on the air and you still don't understand it, you don't need to be in drag race. You don't need to be in grudge race. You need to class. You need to class, race, index, and all that other bullshit. You don't need to be in
the You need to find where. You need to fill out where you need to be at.
Hey, play some marbles or something, man. Pitch pennies or something.
Ain't
goddamn.
No wrong with class
tell you.
Ain't no wrong with class racing. Ain't no wrong with class racing. Just that you don't bring everybody in to learn. And that's a part of life. We going to keep learning. We're going to keep learning. We're going to keep on experiencing to make everything happen in our life. You feel what I'm saying?
I understand that.
Yeah,
so
right.
What you saying, for the ones who don't understand, get a hypnotist and embed it in their brain? I mean for crying out loud. Drag spent 30 minutes on the subject. Yeah, damn. You still can't get it? Man.
Hey man, you gotta understand some slower than others.
Hey, we got
love for.
Hey, the drive shaft on that bus is about as long as my finger then.
Okay, Rev.
I'm standing by. I'm back on mute, man.
Hey, that's what it is. Hey, Terry, who you see you want to get down on this year, man? You got anybody that you want to call out, or are you just waiting around?
We're just waiting around.
That's it.
We're waiting around. We're going to try, my goal, plan is to take the National 28 belt, get that boosted belt, get as many belts as we can.
That's a plan. We rooting for you.
And once we do once we get the car figured out here in, the next month or so, we'll just start moving on up.
Yeah, that's all. I just want to see for 14 just more engagement. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I want to see. Get it in and
I mean, the SVO probably had more. I mean, we did so many shootouts last year. It was,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we probably did. I think we won 5 or 6 shootouts.
Okay.
That's
what I was about.
And
as long as you brought something home.
Yeah.
Hey, T.
But what's that?
About that boy Lucas, man. That boy Lucas, man. He a bad boy, man.
Lucas sold his car.
He sold that car. Are you serious, dude?
Yeah, he sold that car. Shit, probably November.
Hey, Terry. The green Mustang? Hey, Terry.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Big Perm, man.
What's
Strangler.
Up?
When the season first started, man, this was something me and my crew had going on. It was like when the season first started, I'm a small black man with something similar to what y'all got.
Uh-huh.
And I told them, they was all in love with Lucas when the season first started. And I told him, I said, man, y'all watch that motherfucking SVO with that small block and watch that motherfucker come through at the end of the season.
Yep.
Hey, they gave me my credit now.
Yeah. Yeah, it took us time to get it right, but, I mean, Race Engineering helped us out a ton. Team Z up in Michigan, we were having a lot of suspension issues. So we got that all tied up, and then Proline helped us tune in and, a lot of guys. But you got to have a good team, your team's got to stay tight. If anyone wants to go fast, then, you got to have a good team.
Hey, Cadillac.
Hey, Big Perk.
What is it, Cadillac?
Hey, man, first of all, man, top of the evening to you. Appreciate you tuning in. But when you come on the show, man, introduce yourself, man. Speak to the host, man. Cadillac and Baby Boy, we got this thing here. You catch y'all all right with us, man. You got that?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Cadillac. How you doing, sir, and Baby Boy? How are you guys doing?
Hey, Cadillac.
We good. Yeah.
Cadillac. He spoke to the person he needed to speak to.
No, he can't do that. Hey, I let that slide a little bit. But I had to come in and we
got Hardy here. We got the table, man. He on the table, man. He came and got on the floor, man. That's all. We just keeping it in order. That's all. That's all. We want to have a good time with it.
Hey, Cadillac, I stand up and eat. I don't see
there's
no table.
All right. Hey, I understand that. That's all I want you to do, brother. That's all I want you to do, man.
Hey, what's these strange losing Cadillac show got going on? What do you guys got going on? You guys seem like you're arguing every week.
Man,
hey, man, big
part,
man.
Hey, Terry, you see I laid back? That's why I ain't even say nothing. I laid back. I don't got nothing to talk.
Hey, I got a whole lot to say to y'all, man. Just keep tuning in, brother. Weather getting better. As soon as the weather get right, we gonna have some fun. We gonna smell some fucking ribs.
I believe that,
that's what I'm talking about. Then get something to eat. Get some of that real food.
I believe.
So I'm just letting you know you. That's all. We just do things in order. That's all, man. We trying to learn as we go.
Hey, Cadillac, take it from me, man. It ain't personal as you think it is, man. It's personal.
No, it ain't personal. No, it ain't personal, baby.
I'm just letting you know that, man, because I hope you don't think it is like that.
No, man, I don't think like that, man. Nah. Uh-uh. If I thought like that, I couldn't be on these shows, man. I love everybody, man. I got love for the world. Ain't nothing y'all can do about it. Come on back with the Cadillac, because the Cadillac rolling on this program.
But
you just sit back.
I want to see some engagement from you in 14.
Oh, man, you ain't got to worry about that. Hey, Big Perm, I just want to see you get down and bring them belts home. And hey, don't be a strangler. I want you to live up to your name. Strangler means everything you roll up, you strangling it. You understand what I'm saying? They can't move, baby, so nobody can get hurt. So
you
I just want you to know what kind of name y'all rolling with. But I'm coming
get,
to hurt
you. You're going to get a part. Hey, we gonna choke your ass. You're going to get a part of that.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. But, hey, I'm going to tell you like this here. Hey, boy. Hey, only thing I want you to do is step back and bow down. That's all I want y'all to do, bow down. Come through the next one. I want next. That's what I want.
Hey, I want to let you guys know, too, if I can, real quick. I am doing the meltdowns at the Grove this year, Union Grove. I'm doing a series of four, and there's going to be a bunch of different classes. I'm doing a big tire class, door class, the 10-inch tire class. I'm going to start an 8.5-inch tire class, which seems to be taking off pretty big. Those are going to be clocks off. And then I'm going to do some heads-up racing for, you know, the bracket guys. And I'm going to do a 570, a 650, and a 750 class. And then, of course, motorcycles. If anyone's interested, you know, you can contact me on all the rules, but there ain't many rules. I like to keep it sweet and simple.
If you got a street town, a bike, we can play?
Yep. Oh yeah, and then you know, of course, anyone that wants to set up grudge races, the grudge races take priority. So I'll stop the show, and you know, we get a grudge race. It goes.
Hey, Terry.
Yep.
Hey, Terry, listen. I don't mean no harm. This baby boo.
Yep.
If a motherfucker comes in your event with a street town on a motorcycle, he got his ass knocked loose. They go from narrow two and the rest of them.
There's a class. There's a street. I'm doing a bike class. You got to have a street tire and stock clutch or something, I think they said it was, or whatever clutch. And I think that's the only rules and no bars.
Got straight street tires on.
I'm going to keep points for the four events. You know, every event you'll get a trophy plus some money. And at the end of the year, every class will get the winner of the points for that class will get a grudge belt.
You hear that, boys from the South? If you're on the phone, if you're listening, Terry said again, one time for your mag. Could somebody call Mr. Breadman? Please. Go ahead, Terry. Say you want to be in peace, man.
Yeah. And then also July 5th is my second event. Skins and Tate are locked up to race. Heads up, quarter mile. I'm bringing two exact minivans. They locked up 500 on. They locked up 500 on 2500 or better.
Oh man, we just said something like that.
Yep.
Are you serious?
So, what's that?
Wow, I just said wow.
Why is that?
Hey, Cadillac.
Yeah.
I got a question, man. Have
what's
any
up,
of the Midwest guys ever tried to get out with them Street Outlaw guys from Oklahoma?
Yeah, they trying to get something like that, I heard, up here. I think, hey, Gary.
Yeah, I can't speak on
hey,
that.
You, okay. All right. Well,
we did lock up. Everyone knows Boosted GT from down south. The yellow Mustang.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We locked up him and Turbo GT are racing for, I think, $5,000. We locked up for $5,000 race on the street.
I'm with the boost, baby.
Well, they're both
boost.
Boosted cars. Boosted GT or Boosted GTs from down south. Turbo GT, everyone knows Turbo GT from up here. So we locked up. We locked it up with Chris the other day on the show. I think it's for $5,000.
Okay.
But it's going to be 8th mile on the street.
Oh.
I like that blue car. That blue car can hump. That old Mustang can hump. I know it can hump.
Hey, Terry, what car Boosted driving? You
see you
got that yellow Mustang?
Yeah, yep.
Boosted a bad boy, man.
Yep.
He ain't better than Donnie. He's sitting up there on the internet talking crazy. He was on the internet talking crazy. I told him, Donnie pull his ass out. And Witt told me, he said, baby, you ain't got to do none of that. Tell him, we got every car in their class. He said, man, you ain't got to do none of that. You wasting your breath. I said, man, he's talking crazy on me. He said, man, stop radioing people and texting people and doing other things. We the Grudge Race of the Year, man. We got everything to accommodate them people, man. We'll blow them people's ass out, man, for them, man.
Well, see, Booster GT, man, he do street racing. He don't do too much track racing.
No, he don't. But they did, they are trying to find a date to race 901. When they're at the same track at the same time, when they're on the same premises, whatever car they were talking about, they're going to race Shorty, I guess.
That should be interesting.
Sure.
Now, what track they going to be at?
Wick said something about going to Texas.
Oh, okay.
So, not 100% sure, you know what I mean? But, I mean, it's only February, so we got all year still.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be March this time next week. It'll be in March. Marching in the end, baby. We ain't got long now.
Be heading down south.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See what's going down with it. That's all I want to see, some drag racing.
Hey, a question to the whole panel, man, since you guys at this table here, this big term, a question to the whole panel. Man, they always complaining about how much racing they doing down south. They say they don't do no racing, man. I don't feel like we don't do no racing here. We grudge all damn day up this way.
Yeah. I would say we get it in, but we don't get it in like that. They got a little bit longer than us, but when it's our time, we get in much as we can. You know
right.
that.
Theirs is more
so,
spread
you know,
out, I think.
Yeah, that's all.
And I think this is the mecca of drag racing. This baby boy, I think it's the mecca of drag racing. The Midwest, the mecca of drag racing. By being the mecca of drag racing, how the hell you going to be down south tuning your car and all this and that? And then when you come up in the Midwest and get your ass knocked loose. you catch Terry, goddamn Terry, knock your ass loose, man. And he ain't been drag racing all year. And you've been drag racing damn near all half. He take off maybe, guys in the South, maybe take off 3 months. To put their cars right, and then they get them right. And when they get them right, they come up here. Terry go down there. Terry right now. So
yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of things that happen. You know, you go down south and you tune your car for down there, it's a totally different tune than coming up here.
It sure is.
You know, I mean, we did a lot of traveling last year, and I mean, it especially, you know, we noticed with the fuel injection, it screws your tune way up. So, and you got to tune every track. Every track's different. You know, there's some tracks you could pour everything to, and there's some tracks, you know, that's why we won't go to 41 anymore, you know.
Yeah.
We got to pull 50% of the power out.
Yep.
You know, you won't see any fast 10-inch tire cars anymore.
Nah, 41 is not the place. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That is, you know, man, you got to be smart with it, man. You lose too much out there. Lose too much. So if I see it happen out there, man, there's no way it should happen. But that just shows you that the people, they're not willing to take you in consideration. They just want your money. Whatever misfortune you have, so what? We get you a place to race.
Yeah, you know, no matter what, you know, whoever has an event there, we're still going to support it and go and support. But we can't take our car there. It's not worth. No. It's not worth us wrecking it.
Nope.
What does it say? No capacity.
Maybe a car that
can
not,
do.
Maybe a car that's not running. Of your
right, exactly. You know, there is a limit to that track. There is a limit.
Right.
You know, the track, it works real good for a lot of cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, just us on small tires, it's just hard.
Yeah.
Well, you got to take a 14-second car, 9-second. I mean, 8-second. I mean, 7, 10, 11, 12. Whatever you are, you got to be cautious what you do. That's all.
Right.
You got to read the track.
Yep.
That's all it is. You got to read the track. You got to have your pit guy, or if you're a lonely camper and you're a man, all man round, you got to go out there and see what's to the track, walk it in, see if you want to take a chance. That's all. You got to do you. But folks that got this real stuff, they already know they can't do it. They ain't going to take no chance. You can't be mad at them for that. That's it. But now that other track up there started with that M, woo, 131, woo. That track there, that's a mean track there, boy.
Yep.
That's a mean track.
That's an awesome track. That's where you see the fast cars at. That's where I wish they had the north and the south at.
I tried doing meltdowns there. They didn't have any openings.
I would love to see the north versus the south. Or to have them Southern boys at our best track. Man. And then what happens then is the cars that's in the garage that want to participate, now they
come
out the garage and participate, man. Huh?
Right.
They ain't got to worry about nothing.
Man, look, if I was back in promoting and stuff, that's what I would do. Because, boy, listen, North versus the South, man, you go pull a lot of stuff out of the woodwork. That's all I can say.
Yeah, buddy, that track there, Hook, boy, it showed me.
That would be the best event in the whole entire season. I promise you.
Hey, yeah, I agree.
But it's going to be fun up there. They got a, I think, Lil Tony, they got a first event. It's the 26th of
July.
I think that's July, yeah.
Yep.
They got an event. It's supposed to be July they're going to have. So, hey, man, we be there. Support. They give a good show. I have to give them that. They give a good show.
And I talked to, I know there's always been issues with the Grove track prep or whatever sometimes. I've been having, you know, long conversations with them. I'm going to be involved with the track prep for my meltdown.
Okay.
They're going to start working more towards the smaller tire. You know, because there is, I don't care what anyone says, there is a different prep for small tire, you know, slick drag radial stuff. You know, a lot of these tracks up here, you know, they've always done the same thing, you know, because it's, you know, the small tire stuff just started coming around the last couple of years.
Yeah.
You know?
And the small tires really don't come around the last couple of years, man.
Yeah. You know, and some of these tracks are still prepping and dragging and doing, you know, stuff for big tires, and you got to find a happy medium.
Well, there's no doubt about that now.
You know, so I talked with the owner of Great Lakes and their track prep guy, you know, make it good.
Well, see, that right there, that helps the track do what it do, man, and make people come back, want
right.
to be there.
Yep.
Because, see, you got a track ain't doing nothing, man. You wasting your time.
Yep.
You don't waste too much money, cost you too much money, rather, to come all the way there, and you got your car, and you can't get down the track.
Right. And that was, you know, that was one of the issues, kind of why I left 41, is because I was told I was spending too much time on track prep and too much money on that. And so.
Yeah. You're spending too much time and too much money on saving somebody's life.
Yeah. If you guys only knew. If you guys had any idea.
Only car.
So.
Yeah. It don't surprise me, though, T. It don't surprise me, no.
You know.
The track is only no more than what you put in it.
I'll see a lot of you guys on Sunday. I can let you. You guys would be amazed on some of the stuff I had in store, and it just got blown out the window.
Yeah, you know I know that.
Yeah, Larry knows most of it.
It involved that mighty dollar.
Oh yeah.
They weren't able to put all of it in their pocket.
Yeah. No, but it would have been you know what I mean? I'll let you know one thing. I had the curfew lifted. And that was a huge, huge argument.
That place would have been loaded.
So.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's why I say these shows are educational, people.
Yeah,
it's a lot of diehards don't want to go home. A lot of us want to go and eat breakfast and come back.
Yeah.
That's what we had.
You know, like I said,
that's what we used to do when we had that old time religion.
Yeah, and it's, you know what?
Nah.
Hey,
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you some real things, though. He has said the real thing, come if you don't have no curfew, you go down the track and wreck your car, and then you did what I'm saying, you're in a shootout or bet somebody some money, they'll blame you.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. They always blame you now. You did what I'm saying, because he ain't got no pretty car, he ain't this and he ain't that, and this all this old dramatical old mess. I want to hear that mess, man. I'm trying to bet this man, yeah. Okay, whatever happened to happen. He got away from me. I lost my money. Did you bet it down? How much you bet? Well, they say, who the hell is they say?
A lot of times they say is who they say. Depending on who's going to get up there and say something.
I'm ready to watch.
You're spending your money.
They're getting down,
Joe. Hey, man, I'm telling you like this here, man. If I got a duck in the pond, man, and I go out there and I done did my research and it still feel like it's good, down on that duck, I'm finna go because I'm finna blow him out. But then if I go out there, I ain't feeling that duck, I'm like, you know what? We're going to have to do this another day. That's it. But you have to do, you know, you got to be your own man and pick your own poison, but you got to make sure what you finna go down on can handle what you finna put on it, because you know how your cop is. So you have a lot of guys, they just get up there and go. They might get up there and think the track is this, and they don't wait it 45 minutes or 30 minutes, the track done went away. See, you know, it's all in the racer. The racer, he got to do his thing, too. So, you know, it is what it is. But if the track is prepped and it's, you know, and they on top of it, 9 times out of 10, baby, down on his back, you can go.
And the object of the game is always the win.
That's it. You know, everybody want a little edge. But, I, you know, it's to be fair. But, you know, sometimes fair is what fair does. If it's on my lane, I'm good. If it's on his lane, that's his problem. Coming to learn, know how to drive. Knowing what your cars do, knowing how to track. You got to know the track. The track is the main thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, you watch these big NHR races, man. What they got? They got to try, man, check the track. Tell them which lane, what the temperature is, what the tie, what's, how much heat on the tie, all that. Watch TV. You learn. You see. The people don't just be out there doing it for nothing. So you got to put that in your program. If you got a fast car, with a 15 second car, you ain't got to do nothing but just get in there and go. That's it. I take my old car. I'm 15 seconds, baby. I'm pimping down the lot. I got them chasing me. Come on, Bessie, let's go. Cadillac, let's go. Then I'm gone. Who want to turn that light on? I'm trying to turn the light on.
And you're in El Mirage, and they keep on talking about this. Cimarron, what the fuck is a Cimarron?
Man, Cimarron is something they're trying to get there, man. They don't understand that, man. I went from an Eldorado to a Broham. I had to have four of those because them two wasn't enough. I had them bodies wanting to get in, you understand? So I had to be able to carry that weight, baby. Hey, I put that old Cadillac on that thing, put on that Jenny Craig real quick. She gets small quick. I get away. Cause you never know when the Cadillac got to step. We ain't doing no block.
Give me 7-0.
Man, hey, can we count it out? See, we count it out, baby. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. You get the 4 and it's gone. I'm at the other door, don't you know?
Hey, look, you know what though? Y'all said a mouthful. When the person get on that track, they make a shake down and they make a good hit. And then they get in the next, they get in the lane, they set aside to a person that can run fast, just as fast as he can. Or this and that, he thought his car was running real good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, you got to have a man to watch the track. You got to have you got to have your guy watching the track. Which one of them lanes look good to you? See how the car going there. If you know a car making a good pass, you can look at it, too. Look at that rear tire. Look at that rear tire. If you can't see, get you some mic, what they call them, microscopes, whatever them glasses is you look through. Binoculars. That's what they call binoculars. Yeah. Get you some of them and watch that tire.
It's called microscopic.
Microscopic. All right, baby boy, come on with that.
Hey, man, where's our Eastside Strangler brothers at, man?
Man, we had one of them stranglers on a minute ago. Perm was on here a minute ago.
Oh, he was?
Big
okay.
Perm.
I missed him. I know the stranglers out there. Used to hear them every Friday night.
We out here, man. We just
Hey, man, those stranglers. Hey, those stranglers. They just a little quiet tonight. They a little quiet.
Okay.
They on.
Hey, Joe.
Uncle Larry, what's going on, baby?
Hey, baby, how you feel?
It's Stokes. You call for the stranglers. Here I go.
There you go.
You know
check
you all,
in,
man. We
check in,
stranglers,
strangler,
baby.
Thank you. Check in, baby. That's all y'all got to do.
I mean, we're going to support our Chicago thing, man. That's it. That's all that is. We're going to support Chicago.
Hey, appreciate that. Appreciate that, man. We got to keep it going, man. That's all. Y'all coming to the thing Sunday?
Yeah, I'm coming to town tomorrow. I'll be in town tomorrow.
Okay, okay. I'm looking for you Sunday.
You take me.
You know
I have a big ass Eastside Strangler on my ass.
I know you is. You need to get your shirt to go with it.
Oh, man, I got so
get
many
your
shirts.
Now, baby. Uniform yourself. Uniform yourself, youngster.
Yeah. Yeah, let me get my ass back to work, man.
All right, baby.
All right. Pardon, what up, boy?
What up, Stoke? We got uniforms, baby.
On the, I want them stranglers, them strugglers coming there like they stranglers for real. I don't want to be seeing no strugglers talking about they trying to pull the barrel up. I want to come in there high and mighty, salute.
Hey, I told you
can't
be talking to boys. Like, leave
the boys
alone,
man. They're my boys. I got to do that, man. I got to mess with them.
Hey, baby boy, we leaving Cadillac alone. Don't worry about it.
Stop teasing at him now. I'm trying to make it peaceful. Only thing I'm trying to do is make it peaceful, and we can all get along, man.
Baby boy, we leaving
that
alone. We leaving that alone. We got him locked in. We leaving him alone.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Y'all can't leave a Cadillac alone. You got to talk about it, man. Cadillac do what he do, man. These my family here. They all good. Make it all good in the neighborhood. Because them boys there, if they get together, they're going to be rough. But we all going to be rough. Somebody going to have a frown. I ain't going to wear no frown. I'm going to be smiling. Because my boys did their job for they pimp this weekend. You understand what I'm saying? I'm coming out pimping.
Like, what you going to do?
I'm coming out pimping, man. I'm coming out big pimping. I'm coming out big pimping. Huh?
Hey, you remember Mike, I say, hey, little Diddy.
Hey, little Diddy, what's up, dude? Hey, I'm put that down south swing on. Hey, dude. Hey, I'm going to see what they going to do. I'm going to see what they do this year. Hey, put everybody on point. Get something neat. We're going to have plenty to eat Sunday, too, so y'all come with an appetite. Come with an appetite. That's the mega, what is that? That's the mega drag race party. That's at 14112 Chicago Road. 14112 Chicago Road, the Epic Center. We going to have plenty to eat. If you like to drink, we going to have some drinks for you. If you want some Kool-Aid, we going to have some Kool-Aid. The main thing, we going to be talking about some drag racing and be showing some drag racing. So it's going to be love. The first annual, so we all got to come out and support. That's what I'm talking about. Because it's going to be going down. And you know little Shawty going to be there, so you know he's going to be running 100 miles an hour. He's going to definitely had a little race car there, his everyday car, so somebody might engage.
Is he going to have some Kool-Aid? I want some Kool-Aid, and we're going to spike the punch.
Hey, man, you ain't supposed to say all that, but, man, you already know how we do, man. You know how the projects do, baby. Come on, man. Come on, now. You know how the projects do, man. Hey, you make it sweet, don't you? Or you make it dark.
What's my name? What's my motherfucking name?
That's it. Nah. That's what I'm talking about, baby. It's going down. The mega drag race party.
Keep it moving.
The mega drag race party. at 141-112 Chicago Road, baby. Dog, Illinois, is going down. Don't be scared to show up. Don't be scared to show up. That's what I'm talking about. Don't get it in.
My hitters.
Now, if y'all can dig this kind of music, this was going down now. Now, yeah, if y'all can roll with this, we going to look for y'all. If y'all can't roll with this kind of music, y'all staying on. Come on in with it. That's it.
They in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't mine. He slipping off.
Hey, y'all acting like y'all. Hey, cook, hit that one button right there. That's crazy right there. Baby boy.
Man,
hey, they got something going down there. That's what I'm talking about.
That's stress on me, man. That's like that stress, man. I don't want to hear all that old rigmarole. I don't want to hear all none of that, man. I just want to hear some drag race, who's locking in. I'm talking about giggling and laughing. That's what we do, man. That's what it's about, man. I don't want to hear, well, this and that happening, this and that, and you can't hear nobody talking and all that. Man, come on, man. Join in. There's some callers on the line. I'm looking at the board. The board is full. Y'all, press the one button.
You are not the fuck out, bitch. Yeah.
You know.
Hey. Push the one button. Who ain't scared to push that one button? Come on in. Holler at the Cadillac and baby boy. What's the topic? Come on down.
What's up, Cadillac Joe and baby boy?
What's going on, baby?
This Big Sham. What's happening?
Big Sham. What's happening with you, brother?
Oh, everything peaceful, man. I'm at work. I'm about to wrap it up. I've been just listening in on y'all. I just wanted to let you know I'm listening on your show and giving you some support, brother.
Man, appreciate that, man. We just here at the table, man, kicking around a little bit of everything, man. That's all. Trying to get some good stuff out here, man. Get the people to push the one button. It's Free Ball Friday.
Okay, well, I'm just listening in.
All right, bro. Appreciate it. All those folks out there, but still, push that one button. What's the next caller? Next caller, hello?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just wondering, who's that song you was just playing? I like that song.
That's something that we had in the host that they put on. I had to ask the engineer, he got that on there. We got a whole bunch of songs, bro. You got to be specific. Which one you talking about?
The one, I think they're saying My Hitters. The one you just played, My Hitters. You've been playing with each other. That one.
Hey.
My hitters,
like
that
little
Jimmy Crom. Rich Jimmy Crom. Most like I'ma die for my. I've been grinding that side all day with my. And I ain't going in, listen with my hitters. My hitters. First thing first, I'll evolve my hitters. This rap track, and I evolve my hitters.
Yeah, man.
He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some smoke some, get drink. Dog on the block, what that they don't think. That's a new back up, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't mine. He slipping off a bubble, no, that ain't mine.
Oh, man, I love that joint right there.
You love that joint there, my brother?
I love it. That's going to be my song for the summer.
Hey, ain't no problem. I share it with you, brother. That's how come I bring it on like that, man. On the Cadillac Show, you never know what you're going to. We're going to give you something. You know
well,
what I'm
going to tell you, man. I've checked you out for like the last 3 weeks. You got a real good show. You got a real good attitude. I like to listen to you, man. I listen to a lot of people out here. But you got a real good attitude. I'm phoning in from D.C. You know, I like your style, man. I like your style a lot.
I appreciate that, D.C. What's your name, D.C.?
Eric.
Eric, all right, Eric, man, appreciate you tuning in, man.
I'll be on, man. I'm new to this grudge game, so I can't really talk much about racing. But I listen to the shows, and I'm trying to learn the difference between the cars and all that stuff. I've been to a couple races out here at Capital Raceway and Maryland International, but, you know, I'm just a baby to this, but I'll keep listening. I don't listen to y'all. Like I said, I heard about 3 shows.
Well, see the whole thing with that right there. Only thing you got to do just keep up, man, and you'll learn what you need to learn. What you're trying to, wherever you're trying to go. You trying to be a class racer? You trying to be a grudge racer?
Or you just actually, I just like to watch. Believe it or not, I used to have a Mustang back in the day and do a little street racing down here. You know, but other than that, I can't afford this. I can't afford no car. I just like to go and watch. It's very exciting. Very exciting.
Well, man,
but I'll never own a car.
Well, I tell you like this here, Kevin, man, we appreciate you, man, because, see, you make the game. See, you're a fan. And, see, the fan is what makes it all worthwhile. Because, see, you come every week to come to see somebody race, and you might have a favorite guy or a car you just like seeing going down the track. Or you get a data on cars, you know. You never know what you can bring to this game, man. Trust me, even you on the side. You see some guys, you might see somebody over there. That's it. That's all it is,
bro. I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it, man. Thank you for playing that music for me.
Okay, man. We appreciate you, man. Stay tuned, bro.
I will. I'm going back on mail.
Cadillac Joe.
Cadillac Joe.
Cadillac Joe.
Yeah.
What y'all got, a grudge show or one of them old funky hip-hop shows?
Man, right now, man, we just flowing with the drop, baby. We letting it get it in where it fit in right now. We trying to get everybody
music,
to push the button,
man.
So everybody want to come in, they can say something. We don't want to be too hard on them. Let them come on
in. Hey, man, you know who you talking to?
Man, I know I'm talking to King Boo, man. What's happening?
Nothing. You take care of that business?
Yeah, finna do that in a couple of days. I had some other stuff I had to take care of, but, you know, I holler at you, man, see what's going on. It's finna be real good in a minute.
All right. What y'all talking about? None of y'all just bullshitting tonight.
What's the word, Chuck?
Ain't nothing going on. What's happening?
Nothing.
What's
going
on? I know y'all coming out Sunday to the party, right?
Yeah, you know the address, right?
Come on, man. I know the club.
Hey, how do I get there? Where is it at about?
141st in Chicago Road.
Okay. In Dalton?
Yeah.
What's the easiest way to get there, like, from?
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a real easy way, Terry.
Okay.
Just get off at 159.
Uh-huh.
Head east to Chicago Road. It's a Walgreens right on the corner of Chicago Road.
Okay.
Make a right and go straight down.
Okay.
You can't miss it.
Okay.
It's right there on 142nd Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, what's up?
It's Cal.
What up, Cal?
Not much. What's up, Cadillac Joe?
Yeah, Cadillac Joe right here, man.
What's going on?
You, what's going on, brother? Appreciate you tuning in. What's on your mind?
Nothing. I'm just listening.
I appreciate that, man. You got something you want to talk about?
Nope.
Okay.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Real quick, you know, a little bit ago you said you watch, like, you watch the car in front of you, like if it wiggles the tires or whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how you know how the track is. Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
I mean, how do most people do it? I want to hear how most people, do most people walk the track? How do people?
Hey, Terry, he don't race, so he could say anything.
Hey man, look at here, man. You try to have a good show, man. There's always one that
you're wrong for that show. Wrong for that show.
This not
your show, man.
Hey, it don't matter. I'm fast, so I can say what I want to say.
Hey, the fans are the most important thing, right, Chuck?
That's right.
Give me a fold too,
man. Give me a fold too. Hey, but what's the other?
Come on,
bro. Hey, Cockenwickle, because it got bad ties. That don't mean nothing.
Exactly. I see most people walking the track, and they just walk it. You know, I mean, I don't know if, you know, maybe we need to have a show on education on what to look for when you're walking the track, or you know
no.
what I mean? Cause,
no,
Chuck,
we don't need
know,
a show on that. Let them stay asleep.
Okay.
Right.
No, man, it ain't about having nobody sleep, man. It's about educating the person, man. You know, like I say, what I see when I go to track, I watch the car when it go down. I see how the car moves. If the car moves around a certain way, maybe the track is going away or something, man. I ain't saying I know everything, but I'm willing
right.
to learn, brother. So why you going to try to ice me out?
Here's what I'm going to tell you, Joe.
I never, ever,
we don't watch the car in front of us.
Okay.
That car could be set up totally wrong and be wiggling,
right.
and that track could be perfect.
That's
so you
right.
got my, you
hey,
know, I'm going to tell everybody,
out,
do
out,
your
Terry,
own
Terry,
thing.
Watch out, Terry.
Hey, I don't think Chase is here. No.
Hey.
You can go downstairs if you want. Sorry.
Hey, what I'm saying, Terry, is like when I be at the track, I be standing on the side, and I watch the different cars go down the track. I can tell a clean pass, and I can tell a guy he might have a problem. It may be like you say in suspension. It might be like the other sick guy said. It might be he need tires. But you watch how that car get down, and he putting the power to the track, man. So, you know, you watch his crew, and they done did what they done did. You watch all that. You just don't watch one thing. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Don't get it twisted. You just don't look for one thing. If I'm racing you, I'm not worried about what your car doing. As long as I'm in front of you, I ain't worried about you.
Right.
But
it's
you stay behind everybody.
Truck. Well, you know, I am behind everybody right now, slow caller. But you know what? In a minute, slow caller, you ain't going to be able to see all that. I just want you to bow down and kiss that ring. And when it's
yeah,
bad,
all right.
That's all I want you to do.
Yeah, all right.
You know, and I bet a lot of people on the shows don't even know what glue's made for. You know, everyone walks the track hoping that track is super sticky. That glue's not made to be on the top of the rubber. I mean, it is, but that glue's made to hold the rubber to the concrete.
That's it.
Hey, Terry.
Huh?
The game is mean. The game is made to be sold, not told.
Exactly.
Hey, Chuck, but still,
they got to pay the loan.
Hey, man. Hey, Terry. You know what? You know, see, that's when I say you got some guys, they just don't know when to be quiet, man. They want everything for themselves, man. But when you got these new cats coming out, you got to teach them some kind of way, man.
They got to pay their way, man, like everybody else.
Hey, Chuck, they still don't know how to check the shear, though. You can tell them. I can tell them. Little bits and pieces, but they still don't know how to put the puzzle together.
That's right. So they have to pay their way through it. After they get four or five ass whoopings, they'll learn.
I don't know nothing about none of that.
Get it fixed right.
I don't know nothing about that. I ain't got whooped yet.
That's because you ain't raised nobody.
I ain't wanted to raise nobody. I did my car for me. I ran down the track. I look good going down the track. That's what I want to do, or shine on my car. That's what I want to do. Now, if you got a problem with that, then you need to come on and see what you can do. You want to get next to it now.
Any day you ready, home.
Okay, homeboy. I got your number.
Yeah.
I'm going to check
I'm
you out.
Make you
I want
stop,
you to be,
make
you
stop
be like you were
on the
last time. You was running with your tail between your legs talking about you had problems. I ain't never had problems. You did have problems.
I ain't never had problems.
You had a problem. Your problem was you couldn't get in the car. You had too much. You had too much of that drink.
That's how I got plenty of people Kool-Aid. That, you know, my car idiot-proof, anybody driving.
I want you in there. You told me I got everything in drag racing. You told me I got everything in drag racing. So I'm going to take that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Whatever day you ready.
I know. We good with that.
In the garage ready.
I know it is.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you keep watching the back end of them cars because all you're going to read is the back on mine.
Yeah, okay. I hear all that you're saying. You in Cal City, Cal, y'all tune in.
Hey, you leave me out of now.
There he is. What's up, Cal City? What's up, baby?
I'll put you to shame.
I think you're
going to
duck Cal.
You say what?
I think you're going to keep ducking Cal.
I ain't going to duck Cal. I ain't ducking Cal.
Yeah, you
Cal ain't in my
Cal
lane.
Came out
I ain't in
Cal lane.
All,
y'all.
You say what? I ain't in your what?
I say you not in my lane right now.
Who ain't in your lane?
I ain't in your lane. I'm in my lane right now. I ain't in your lane. So you ain't got nothing to say to me. I'm going to get my head at you.
Oh, you're in the turning lane. That's right. That's right.
I'm in the turning lane. That's right, buddy.
Yeah.
Turning on that dirt. In my style.
You need
cold
something.
Blue the same.
You need something?
You say what?
Said, do you need something?
Oh, you know I need something from you. You told me I got something.
What you need? What you need, Cadillac?
You and your partner crying. Y'all told me I had everything in drag race. That's what you both told me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I sure did. So you got me.
You told me that. I ain't forget that. I'm going to take that from both of y'all.
Who is that with that background, though? Is that baby boy?
I don't know who that is.
No, sir. It's not me.
I could have said you could have invited everybody to the park.
That's good.
I
that's good.
Right now, Larry. I don't have parties like that at all.
Hey, whoever you are out there in the world out there on the show, can you mute your mic? You've got a lot of background coming at us. We appreciate it.
Cadillac.
Yeah.
You got my CD, man?
You say what?
You got my CD yet? I won a CD on the show about 3 weeks ago.
Hey, Fran, I got you, man. Where you been? We need an address. You ain't getting no address.
I kept
I got you, man.
I got you, man.
Hey, Cal, like that. Yeah.
What's going on, man? It's Shake and Bake.
Hey, what's up, Shake and Bake? What's popping, baby?
Hey, man, I got a guest want to talk to you, the fellas, a little bit, if you don't mind.
All right, bring him on in.
It's a she. She's the owner of Hub City for Fat Tuesday next week. If y'all got any questions you want to ask, she wants to talk to you guys for a few minutes.
Okay, bring on in. Hello?
Hey, you're on the Roosevelt Road, where you always save more money.
What happened to her? She fell off? She must have got off on Jackson.
Bonnie?
I'm here.
Hey, got like Joe.
Got
like Joe.
Yeah, this is.
We got Bonnie on the line. Bonnie
all
meets
right,
Grudge Racers.
Now, this the Georgia Racers or Detroit Racers?
Detroit Racers.
Oh.
Chicago North.
Chicago Racers.
Midwest.
Come
on in, Bunny. Hello, Bunny. Come on.
Oh, I'm here.
All right, talk to us. Tell us about what you're trying to do, sis.
Well, I'm not really involved in the Fat Tuesday race. That goes back to the original owners, and then it's turned back over to me on Wednesday. You know, we are running the X275. There's three different classes, along with Pro Mods and lots of grudge racing. I can tell you the gates open, you know, at 8 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning. But other than that, I just have very limited information.
Okay. When you get everything together, just call back so we can stay up and we can run in so we can let the listeners know what's going on out there at your race.
Okay.
Give us the address.
I could pull up a flyer. I'm traveling right now, so I really wasn't prepared to give you any information. But, you know, I'll be happy to get back in contact with you and give you everything I can.
Do you know that? Can you give us the address?
Yes.
Can you give us? Yes.
Yeah.
Let me ask Ms. Bonnie a question.
Okay.
Eatonville Road, Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Zip code?
39401.
39401.
Can you repeat that one time, Miss Bunny?
Sure.
All you
got
to do is go on the internet and look.
Eatonville Road, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39401.
Mm-hmm. Miss Bunny, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are they running a quarter mile this year or what?
You know, I haven't been in on the meeting. I really couldn't answer that. That's all on Ricky Stambro.
What's his name?
You know, they gave us a real raw deal last year.
Why did they give you a raw deal? I'm not sure what you're talking
You know,
about.
I understand about the rain and all that. And, you know, a lot of Chicago races, you know, we brought 35 cars down there last year. And we wasn't allowed to run out the back door.
Last year?
The track wasn't prepped. Yeah, last year. Well,
not
the year
last
before,
year.
Because last year the tornadoes canceled there.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was down there then. I've been coming down there the last 9 years. But the year before last, when they had all the rain, and they wouldn't prep the track for the back door, you know, for the quarter mile.
Well, I can't answer to any of that. I have the track all except 1 week out of the year, and that is the Mardi Gras week, and that goes back to the, you know, I can't be held accountable for something I have no control of. I can mention it to them and tell them that you guys aren't happy about it, but that's about as much as I can do.
Yeah, I mean, we would like to know before we actually make that trip. I mean, we can run 8 miles too, but we do got a couple of cars like to run, you know, quarter mile, and they gonna take care of it. That's fine.
Well, I'll tell you what I can do. Do you have access to Facebook?
I sure do.
Well, I will see Ricky first thing in the morning, and I will ask that question, and I'll post it on Hub City Dragway on Facebook.
And what's Ricky's last night?
Ambro is K-N-E-R-O.
Say it again.
S-C-A-N-B-R-O, yeah.
Oh, Sandbro.
Do you have access to a TV? You have access to a TV right now?
No, I'm traveling. I'm headed to the Georgia race. I'm in my
truck. Next time you get to a TV station and you relax and rest yourself, I don't want to hear no commercials. When he came on and told everybody you was coming on, it took you a minute to get on. We don't want no commercials.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. I'm just teasing with him. Calm down, man. I'm just teasing with him. I just come on in and say what you got to say, baby. We listen to it and we write it down also.
Hey, that was, listen, baby boy, that wasn't her fault. That was me dialing her number, getting her in. That was nothing, she had nothing to do with that.
I was just teasing with her, y'all. I was just teasing with her. I didn't mean no harm.
We ain't trying to have no problems, man. We just being good, man. We ain't trying to hear that. We good. We got love on this station. This 1-800-LOVE. Go on in, wrap down.
Hey, Miss Bunny.
Are y'all bringing 35 cars from Detroit?
No, we brought 35 cars the last 2 years from Chicago.
From Chicago?
Yeah.
Are those 35 cars coming again?
Well, about 15 of them are down there in Georgia now. But we plan on bringing about 30 more. We just want to get it straight. You know, last year we got rained out.
Right. Last year we had the tornadoes.
Right. But we want to know that, you know, what they're going to do, because a lot of them like to run the quarter mile. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, I will see Ricky in the morning because I'm headed to the racetrack where he's at. But I won't see him until I get to the track in the morning. I will ask that question, and I will post it on Facebook, and I'll let you know what he says. If you can run it, if it'll be prepped, will the guys be able to run out the back door?
Right.
And I will come back with an answer for you.
Right, because, you know, they stopped us 2 years ago. You know.
Well, you know, I can't answer for what happened 2 years ago. I wasn't here. I lived in Texas. All I can say is I'll ask the question and give you the answer. Don't hold me accountable for the answer.
I understand. I just want to know before I make that trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got any more questions?
No, I'm good.
Okay, so that's all. The young lady has a big night to go to deal with. So, Bonnie, we appreciate you coming on talking with us. Good update.
If there is any more questions I can answer, I will check Facebook. Just go on Hub City Dragway and ask your question. I'll be where he's at, and I'll find him, and I'll ask the question and give you an answer.
Okay. Yeah. Can we get the number to the track?
Sure. It's 601-545-372. And we'll have access to update that voicemail on Monday.
Okay.
We'll be closed for this weekend.
Is that the number we can reach Ricky at?
No, but if you hold on, let me pull my contacts up. I'll give you the number.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Ricky got his number on the fly.
Hey, Bunny.
601.
Go ahead.
422.
Mm-hmm.
7568.
7568. Gotcha.
But he is
racing
tonight. Uh-huh.
What I'd like for you to do, if you can, next Friday, won't you come back on and give us some more information on your track?
Sure. That would be great.
Appreciate that. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Welcome to the Cadillac family.
I'm out of here. I'm sorry?
I say welcome to the Cadillac family.
Oh, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Have a nice night.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles. Well, that shit is on. Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn candlesticks in the...
Yeah.
Hey, Cadillac.
Cadillac, man, what's happening?
Nothing, man. I'm gone, man. I just wanted to ask that question, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you tuning in, man.
Yeah,
appreciate
you tuning in. I'll see y'all Sunday, though, so y'all can sell y'all wolf cookies.
Hey, there ain't no wolf cookies, man. We ain't got no wolf cookies, man. We got them King Kong cookies over here, baby.
Yeah. But I think, as a matter of fact, we're going to bring the whole crew out just to goof off, just to see what y'all
do. Hey, do that, man. Yeah, do that.
Oh,
we're going to have
come.
Some fun, man.
Yeah,
huh?
We're going to come.
Yeah, we got plenty of food, man. Hey, a real talk, man. Come with an appetite, because we got a whole lot of food. And it's good
food.
Do that, man.
I'll be in the VIP upstairs.
Yeah, I had to check your card. I don't know. I didn't get the memo on. You got to send me the memo so I can check your status.
I don't need no memo. You must forget who you're talking to. I don't need no memo.
Man. Hey, man, you got to send. I got to check you out, man. You know, your card had got suspended, man.
My card ain't never suspended.
Man, your card was revoked, really. But I seen who it was, man. I had to reinstate it because the cat you is. But, man, you got to get your status up a little bit. You know what
I'm
saying?
Don't be mad. We'll wear T-shirts in there.
Wear your T-shirt. I don't care.
I don't get out. But, no, that's all good, man. I'm finna go. It's another time for me right now.
What's my motherfucking name?
Ivory.
All right, baby.
All right.
All right. You riding the boy Cadillac? Yeah, man. You know I got it in like that, man. I tell you, boy, I ain't playing with y'all, man. I'm having fun. I want to know who want to engage, and let's keep the fun going. Let's keep laughing.
You might be part DJ or something. I got a
little for you. Now check this out here. Right there. They bring a little something up right there.
Yeah. First thing first, I'll have all my head. This rap, and I hold my head. You're looking for some rain, let me call my head. He sell it for the high, I need all my money. Some, you smoke some, you drink. Yeah, gonna rock with the damn thing. That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got that act right if you need to wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my head. He tripping off a bubble, no, that ain't my head. Taking this shit, that's my head.
Now somebody done keyed in, they want me to hit it. They want to see the key to the key. Wild thing.
May I help you, sir?
How much for an order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Let me get one.
Right on. One order.
One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, take this up. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, fuck the cups. Pour it in my hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl wearing. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
Who know who that is? That's Chris Rock.
You got change for 100?
Look, we're going to need an orthopedic surgeon to remove my foot from your ass.
Hammer.
No, brother, don't do it. You're doing a cup of
movie
is always King Hammer. Hey.
That's Jim Brown.
You're almost right. It's Isaac Hayes.
Jim Brown in there, too.
Yeah, that's Isaac Hayes and Jim Brown. I said he was almost right.
You didn't and Chris Rock. Rock. And Chris
that's
Rock.
It's a trio.
It's Chris Rock.
I said you. That's a trio, bro. That's what I said. You got 100 points all down the line.
Okay, now let's name the song. I mean the movie.
Do any of you drag race?
I'm a good sucker.
So what?
I'm a good you sucker is the movie.
$100, that's it. Man, that's
sucker.
What I'm talking about.
I can't. What the year? 1992, maybe? 1991,
1992.
Hey, Ted, yeah.
Hey, man, hey, we from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Man, you better not play no more of that music. You play some house music, man.
Hey, man, look here. I got you, man. You just got to roll with the Cadillac till it come around. Everything come around on this place here, baby. Hey, Cadillac got to look at everything.
Hey, man, we're going to put the whole front out there, man. House music,
man. Yeah, it's all over. Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Cadillac.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, this Cadillac.
Y'all some motherfucking fools, man. God damn, boy. Y'all got some disco going on, god damn it.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, they got something
going on. Hey,
Jeff.
Hey, what's going down, Cam? What's up,
Jeff? Hey, Jeff, they got something for you.
You need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Did you get that,
boy,
Jeff?
Hell no, I ain't never got that, goddamn. I ain't heard grown folk talk yet, goddamn. Yeah, everybody on this motherfucker. Boy, I tell y'all, boy,
that's
y'all
it,
got me
it,
a motherfucker rap for him, listen.
Hey, we got to have you smiling over here, boy. We can make you smile, but we're going to give you some laughs. We're going to show you some love.
All right, talk to me.
You got knocked the fuck out, bitch.
Hey, I think you played the wrong one, goddamn it. You got to play the wrong one, goddamn it. You played the wrong one.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir. this ain't no na-na-na, motherfucker. No.
Oh, boy.
Hey, yeah. Hey. Hey.
Mother,
hey, that's not like my mother.
Most like I'm a dad from her. I've been grinding outside all day with my. Been ain't going in, let's go with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter, my hitter. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. First thing first, I'll evolve my hitter. This rap track and I evolve my hitter. You're looking for some rain, let me call my hitter. He sell it for the high, I need all my new some. You smoke some, you drink. Yeah, on the rock with that they don't think. That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you need to wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't mine, yeah.
Hey, are you done? That sound like my motherfucking theme song for this year. Yeah, my
hey, no, you can't.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, I share that with you, bruh. You on the team, I share that with you. That's me right there, baby. You on the show. You heard it first here. You heard it first
Watch
here. Up. Recognize.
Yes, sir. Hey, we coming out strong, goddammit. My hitters.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
my
hitters. I said that was going to be my summer song.
Hey, Jeff.
Oh, y'all. If you want to use my song, the Cadillac going to allow you to use the song. It's all right. Use it.
Eric,
you
see,
that.
I said that's
going to
be my summer song.
See, that's what I say. Everybody want to be on the Cadillac line. That's all. It's all good. It's good.
Hey,
Jeff.
Hey, that what it is, Cadillac? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's
trick,
hey, Jeff. Hey, Jeff. I think you deserve it, dude. I really think you, Grind and Pound, deserve it. We gonna have this thing go for y'all.
Hey, man.
Grind
and Pound.
Hey, that's for asshole.
Take
it over, Joe.
Take it over,
Joe.
Like, yeah. Sounds like I'm a dad from her. I've been grinding that side all day with my. Then they ain't going in. Listen with my hitters. My hitter, my
hitter.
My hitter, my hitter. My
hitters,
my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. Yeah. First thing first, I'll evolve my hitter. This rap track, and I evolve my hitter. You're looking for some rain, let me call my hitter. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. You smoke some, you drink. Yeah, on the rock with that they don't think. That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my hitter. He tripping off a bubble, no, that ain't my hitter. Taking this shit, that's my hit. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my hit. My first pass, throw to my head. Hit my first big pass with my head. Some other hits, cause I'm down for my hits. I ride for my hits. My I said it, I'ma ride for my. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And they ain't going in, it's on hit my hits. My hit on my my hitters, my hitters, my hitters, my hitters, my hitters, my hitters,
I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my kids sipping on that. Then we used to hit a wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down there getting twisted. Get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. They know I put you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey,
man. You cut it, you cut it, you cut it.
Drink that act right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my girl riding dirty, trying to chase them figures.
Who got it, yo? Who got it, yo?
Don't matter.
Don't say it, man. Ride for me.
What's up?
Most like I'm a dad, hey, I've been grinding outside all day, woman. And I ain't going in, listen with my hitters, my hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My homie got cake, my homie got. My homie running me, he the reason I'm straight. My homie got a house, my homie got a lake. My homie we eat, my homie get a plate. And I'm still handless, my hair to my hair to run off of me. My hair to my hair to fly, take a me. My hair to my hair to.
What's my name? What's my motherfucking name?
Now y'all tell me what y'all think about that right there. That's
shit,
that brown and brown new joint.
Yes, hey, sir. I thought that was dedicated, goddammit. That was dedicated, man. I
hey,
sure
hey,
appreciate that.
Hey, that's the ground and pound thing, man. My hitters. That grudge race hitter.
Hey, y'all
put them
the whole
goddamn on the field every time. My hitter, my hitter.
I done played the whole goddamn version of a song, goddamn. I feel privileged. I sure appreciate that, Cadillac.
Hey, you product of the North, bruh. You product of the North. Ground
hey,
and pound,
man,
but
hey.
This is what we do.
Man, we did this in the North. Goddamn shit. I don't take credit just for us. I take credit for everybody. Everybody I know, everybody I raced against. So, shit, we're doing this together.
On one time. For your mouth.
You know?
In your ear.
There you go.
Round in town. Who we got
that's
on the
right.
One button? Who on that one button out there?
That's right.
Who said that?
Cal City.
Cal City, my man. You heard that record, right?
Yep.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Hey,
look
you
at my
part
brother.
Of my hitters.
Look at my
you part of my hitters. The round table, baby. Grudge racers, getting it in. We going at it. Coming to a town near you. Would you agree?
What's going on, Brother Kyle?
Not much, Jeff.
All right. We in this house.
Hey, Jeff, I ain't going to make it tomorrow. I'm going to that Drag Race Expo.
Okay, that's fine. I've been waiting on the phone call, but, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Hey, Cal.
Yeah.
Hey, you coming to the party shop Sunday?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Okay. Hey, bring your appetite now.
I'll bring it.
All right, do that. They say we're going to have a whole lot of food. And it's good food. So tell me something, Jeff. Jeff.
I'm with you, bro. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I want to know, is anybody in particular you looking for 2014, man?
Well,
you
know, I'm always looking to get some get back on those that haven't gotten a piece of me. You know what I mean? Have gotten a piece of the team. And Leon is a good friend of mine, but, yeah, we want to get back with him. We want to get back with GQ. You know, shit. Ain't nobody else beat us. So I guess, you know, those are the only two. So.
Okay. Well, you know, like I say, man, we're going to try to get some lock-ins, you know, sometime this year, man, when it get close to that. We got to keep it drag racing pimping, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt about it, man. No doubt about it, man. We got to keep it that way. We got to keep it that way. And like I say, hey, man, if uh, we And generally, don't do no lock-in or nothing like that. When we meet at the track, that's where we've been. We're going to race. But if it comes to the point that we need to lock in, then a week before the track or 2 weeks before the track, let's do it.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we all good, you know what I mean? I like to go and test and tune everywhere, just like the weekend coming up, my birthday weekend. We're going down to Mississippi. There's going to be some testing and tuning. Now, if we get some races down there while we test it, that's fine. Other than that, we're going to be tuning.
Understandable. That's what I'm talking about. Now, that's a grudge race. That's a race to get the thing to death.
What's my name? What's my motherfucking name?
Yes,
sir. You like that, Jeff?
Hey, no doubt about it, man. No doubt about it, man. But I got some company that came in the garage, man. Hey, you know, I'm here on your show, Shannon's show, you know, Grudge Inc., Clocks Off. I'm here to promote everybody, man. I'm with everybody. So at this particular time, man, you know, I got company that came in. I got to go on mute so it won't hit no background. You know what I mean?
Do your thing, man. Salute.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
All right. We got anybody out there on the one button? We want to say hello to the Cadillac and Baby Boy show at the round. Let's put it down. Is that a moment of silence? Can we get it in? Can somebody make some
Cadillac,
noise?
Who you looking for this year, man? Who you looking for this year, look, Cadillac?
Man, I'm looking for everybody, man, to engage and have some fun. Mm-hmm. Bring your best game and make sure you brought enough.
Make sure you bought enough.
You need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's get it down. Who you got in mind? You got somebody you want to look for? You want to call out?
You?
Who is this? Who is you?
This is the East Side Strangler.
Oh, man, I got you stranglers already on the hook. Where y'all going? Y'all ain't going nowhere until I want to let you loose. I'm going through your camp. I told you that.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't no stranglers with me. Y'all ain't no stranglers with me. Y'all got to prove that to me. That's all.
Some things in life just easy.
If that's what you say, baby.
Right.
All you got to do, watch my move, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Check that smoke out.
Yeah.
I want you to leave when I'm all the way down the track and you leave. I want you to try to get out there before me.
Oh, that's going to happen.
You think so? I want you to tell me what it said on the back of my car.
I won't see that.
That's all you're going to see. Tell me what color it is.
It's going to be gray.
It's gonna be like charcoal gray. Charcoal gray.
The color of my spark plugs, all that dust I shoot out the exhaust.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like you told me I got everything in grudge race, so I'm gonna see that.
No,
I got to
no,
try
that's
that
what
one
you
back.
Told. That's what you told me I had.
No, I ain't
told
tell you
me.
That. No,
I did not tell you that.
I got bad memory. My memory don't remember
I knew you was gonna change your mind. I should have locked you in when you said that.
I don't remember. What'd you say?
Well, you
hello?
These shows is recorded, boy.
Fuck out, bitch.
These shows is recorded.
I don't remember that show. That
these shows
me.
Is recorded, boy.
What's my name?
Thank
What's my motherfucking name?
I ain't trying to hear nothing. When I see you at the track,
you bagging up and it's still snow on the ground, man. It's still snow on the ground. You bagging up already.
What's my name?
I ain't bagging up. When I see you at the track. You told me
you was going to gap me. You said you go bet on the gap. That's what you told me.
I'm betting the stranglers on the gap. I'm going to gap them stranglers.
That's what's on my car?
That's
so I guess you're
going to
gap me.
If your car got strangler on there, I'm going to gap you. Now,
okay.
Get up there, I'm going to gap
right.
you. What kind of car you got?
I got that boom, boy.
say. I'm gonna gap you. That blue boot,
okay.
I'm gonna gap you.
Yeah, that blue boot.
Yeah, that blue boot. I'm gonna gap you.
Okay.
Man, I'm gonna make you. I'm gonna make you say my name all in your sleep. Your woman gonna
you
be like,
I
what's
had everything. You said I had everything in grudge racing, right?
You got. I said that you got the on that gun. Let's go. And I'm gonna gap you in drag racing. They gonna note it down. I gapped you, and I did what
you
I
said.
Did.
I got. So you said I got everything in grudge racing again?
Why you keep trying to turn it around, man? Why you trying to turn my words around, man? I ain't saying you had everything in grudge racing.
What did you say? I had?
You ain't got nothing. I'm gonna gap you. That's what you. That's what
okay.
you got down. I'm gonna gap you.
Now, do you want to bet? Do you want to bet another $500 that you said I had everything in grudge racing?
I'm not betting you nothing. I'll
okay.
see you when you get there to the track and we get down.
Well, that's what we go
you
do.
You in the east side camp over there. I'm going through your camp. I said that.
Okay.
You first.
Okay.
Your other buddy with the
you
cousin.
You don't want me
what
first. I'm gonna let Who? You do your just do. You don't want me first. Don't
man,
come out
I
the gate losing, man. Try to do something first.
Man, you know what, man? I ain't studying y'all, man. Y'all's nothing, man. Y'all's like a flea, man. You know what a flea do? When it itches, what you do, you slap it and you knock it down. Next.
You try to knock it down. You try to scratch.
Man,
I'm going to
put you. You know what? I ain't even put you in that league. You ain't even a flea.
I'm Michael
you,
Scott.
You like a duck bug. You ain't nothing but a bug. A Georgia bug.
I'm Michael
You're
Scott.
A bug. Man, I'm a slap your statue here, boy. You ain't gonna know what style to go to. Come by, what Shannon? That the Shannon style need to follow, cause boy, you ain't gonna like this here. What your big brother gonna put on you? You, hey, I'm gonna have some tissue for you, and I ain't got to call Tito. I ain't got to call Tito. Say what?
I understand.
Yeah,
I hope you sound confident. I hope you bet that way,
man. Man, I'm betting that way. I told you. Y'all's nothing.
Okay.
Y'all's nothing, okay. man. Y'all just get down and have that car shined up real good because I want you to look good. I want you when you get up there, I want you to look good. But you're going to look good, but you're going to wear a frown because I'm going to be the lefty. And you ain't going to believe what I'm going to put down on you. You got that?
Nah.
Remember
you don't that? Believe that.
I believe that with everything, boy.
Hey, Cadillac.
Yeah,
you can lie to me, but don't lie to yourself. Don't stop believing.
I ain't got to lie to you. I definitely ain't lying to myself, boy. I called it. I brought it
well,
to
you ain't
going
to be able to claim it. I'm going to tell you that.
Well, I claim it all, baby. I claim
ain't
it
be
all.
Able to claim
I'm going to gap you, brother. I'm going to
no,
gap
sir.
You. Okay, all right.
First, we got to get you back into the reality, what you told me last time. I had everything in drag racing.
Yeah, okay.
And then
okay.
you said you was going to bet on the gap.
I told you I'm betting on the gap with you. I told you that.
Okay.
I'm standing
it's all good. We still got time. We just see what happens.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun. But then we're going to get something to eat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the grill going to stay hot.
Grill going to stay hot. I got Kool-Aid and beer.
That's well, I'm going to have a Jack.
Well, if you need the Jack, come on with it, brother. Bring your troubles. Because you're going to need to bring your troubles. Cause
I like it hard and quick, just like the car. That's,
you like what?
I like it hard and quick, just like my car. That's how
yeah,
I
Yeah, okay. I ain't know nothing about
I ain't
going to
drink
that.
Beer all night. Give me a couple shots. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm gonna give you a real shot when it's time, though, to bring you back.
Nah, yeah,
you
can't do nothing.
I'm gonna bring you back. I'm gonna give you the shock of your life, brother.
I predict you're gonna have catastrophic failure.
You're not gonna believe what just happened to you. You got straight that's knocked out.
Cadillac, I don't believe you're gonna show up, personally. But I mean,
I tell you what, you want to bet something on that? You want to bet something on that?
I would, but your words don't seem to be too much to me because you're reneging on everything you already done told me. So I can't do that.
I told you that I was going to gap you, man. That's what
I
see.
You're one of them cats I got to lock up when I see at the track. I can't go enough in advance.
However you want to do it, I'm struggling. Well, it don't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want to do, like I told you, I don't believe you can do that. I'm going to handle my business with you.
I like that. That's all right.
That's it, baby. See, it's one thing about a winner. A winner come and do what he say, and mean
that's
what
right.
he say. That's
right.
Me, baby.
I don't mean to be bothering you. I just be wanting to remind you what you said. So you know, every now and then I get on here and just remind you, so you don't get amnesia.
No, I ain't gonna never get amnesia on you. On you, straggling. Never that.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all keep
like
going.
That.
I got to get you.
I got.
I
like that,
Cimarron. I got five of them through that camp. I got to run through. I got
I like that, Cimarron.
Each time go through.
What
each
you got? Four
cars. Get a picture. I got four cars.
I'd line up with all four of them then.
Okay, you can do that. Ain't no problem.
I'll do that.
Whatever you want to do. I'll put
make
you on
no
that
difference.
Five time.
It don't make me no difference.
I'll put you on the show four, five times. How many times? As long as you serving me that cash, get that dollar.
I don't think I'm going to ever have to go in my pocket.
I want to be compensated directly. I want to be, you know, I don't think I want to tell you. I want eyes on my money. That's all I want.
Oh, you can get it.
That's all. That's what you told me. I just ran it back to you.
No,
I remember real well. Yeah.
You get
you
eyes
need to
on your
shut
money.
The fuck up when grown folks is talking.
You going to get it, boy.
Boy, I can't wait. Is that a promise?
Mm-mm. It's a reality.
What's my name? What's my motherfucking name?
Cimarron. Cimarron.
No.
Cimarron.
What's my name?
Cavalier with Power.
What's my motherfucking name?
You gone. You ain't. You see, you still ain't got it yet. I see what I got to do to you. I got to smack you. See, when I smack you, that bring you around.
Yeah, okay.
That bring you back to reality. Remember that.
Okay.
Okay. You got that now. I want to make sure you ready to wear
I want
that.
You to go back and rewind your tapes and remember what you said I had.
You
and I'm
going to
give
man.
You everything you looking for.
What's my name?
What's my
motherfucking name?
It's home. We both at the track. We both ain't. See, you disrespectful. Why you being disrespectful, man? Cadillac don't play.
I don't know. I don't know nobody.
What's my name? What's my motherfucking name?
Rapunzel.
What's my name? What's my motherfucking name?
Must be Rumpelstiltskin. I don't know. Cartoon kid.
You ain't learned yet. I tell you, you got amnesia. You don't know where your man at.
Man, I enjoy hearing you talk, though. I tell you.
Man, I'm glad you enjoy me. I'm glad you enjoy hearing me talk, but. You really gonna get
next caller.
Butt whooping. This butt whooping I'm finna put down on you. I'm gonna give you an A kick. I'm gonna kick you into the next region. Check that.
What's my name? What's my motherfucking name?
Well, you make a good DJ.
I will make you get
you
ready.
That car ain't got no turntables in it.
Well, hey, I'm gonna have the music playing while I'm going down the track on you. I'm going to be blowing one of them whoopers out at you to make
bet
you come on
too.
Down. What?
Bet that, too.
Bet that. I'm going to let you check one of these whoopers out.
I'm going to make these headers sing you a song.
Man, they ain't going to sing no song for me. I ain't going to be able to hear.
You need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
They come out the back of my car. You going to hear them. You going to hear them real good.
I ain't gonna worry about it. That's where the people on the starting line, because I'm gonna be in the front.
You gonna hear real good.
I ain't gonna hear nothing in the back of me, bro. I'm in the front. You gonna hear my headers. Oh, they
you gonna hear all that standing on the sidelines. You ain't gonna be in the car. You gonna be on the sidelines. You gonna hear it all.
Okay, that's what you said.
Know your role, now.
That I'm gonna show you, boy. You ain't gonna like this, Brett. You ain't gonna like this here, boy. You ain't gonna like this part here. You're getting
no,
down
that.
Can't
do nothing but
okay.
Man, we got some more snow coming.
What's my help?
Monday.
See, you need to get off your knees already because you want all this snow so it can prolong this whooping that I got for you.
Nah, man. Cadillac, I pray for my enemies.
Yeah, I pray for mine too, bro. I got love for you, boy. I want you to
there you go.
Back.
That's what I'm talking about. This ain't personal.
No, I want you to keep coming back. I got love for you. I'm going to keep giving you the love.
I want you to call Brinks. Tell him to pull up. You need that back. Keep it close.
Yeah.
Tight.
Hey. I want you to call. You got their number, right?
Mm-mm.
You got
Mm-mm.
their number? I can give it to you because you definitely going to need it.
Mm-mm.
First time and on, it's on and popping, boy. Trust me.
Yes, sir. How you going to do me?
Man. I'm going to do you like a... I'll show you better not to see you.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. This is all for all the East Side cats. I'm coming through. When I come through, salute.
I don't think you're going to get through the first one, actually.
You don't? Okay. You want to bet on that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But I told you.
Do that.
I like that. I'm gonna be in that pot. Don't you worry.
Okay. I'm
always
in
there.
All right. As long as I don't miss nobody.
Mm-mm, you ain't miss nobody. I'm gonna double back twice.
Hey, well, whatever you wanna do. Hey, I wanna make sure you get all you can get, baby. Because when I put this
I want you to have all five of your cars. I'm gonna hot lap and run through them all.
Well, that's your next job.
I'm going to be like Hulk Hogan returning to the WWE. That's what I'm going to do on you.
If that's what you want to be, I ain't mad at you, man.
I'm going to run wild on you.
Just hope you brought enough and you don't run out of air.
I got enough.
Because I believe you're going to run out of air and breath messing with me, boy.
Now, I believe you're going to have some more problems, so you say, when you see me again.
Hopefully I don't have any.
I want you at your best, boy.
Hey, that's where I want to be.
I'm willing to wait for you. When you tell me you're ready, that's what
If I feel I have a
you
problem,
ain't have
I'm
no
let
problem
you know,
out of
I need
me.
Another
when, day. When you say you're ready, that's when I'm coming.
Man, look at here, baby, down on you. I go and put this D to the I to the K on you, boy. You a note.
When you go to that ticket booth and get that ticket and you start smiling, you feel like you can do it, that's when I want you.
Hey, baby, that's it.
Knock the
wind out. I'm going to be sitting over there waiting. I'm going to be sitting over there waiting. Until you get up there.
I'm signing out now, Cadillac.
You say what?
I say I'm signing out. I'm getting off the round table.
All right, baby, appreciate you checking in.
Yes, sir.
I'm right there. Baby boy. Baby boy. Well, I guess baby boy done checked out. He must got a little something he attended to. I need next caller on the line. Step in at the round table. See what's going down. Next caller. Come on in. You need a little intro. Sound like that man. The next caller, he must have got detained. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Oh, man, it's a bit bad now. What's going on around here?
Man, what happened to you, Shelf Dog? Where you at, man?
I don't know about no Shelf Dog.
Huh?
No, this ain't no Shelf Dog.
What's this?
Oh, this Stokes, man.
Oh, what's up, Stokes, man? All right, I thought you sound like baby a little bit. What's going on, brother? Where you at? What you doing?
Well, I'm at work.
Oh, you at work? You getting that mighty dollar? I like that, man. Like that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Ain't nothing
wrong with
that. I heard you and my boy just going at it. Old Chuck.
said, Chuck, he was the one talking that talk, man. I told him, I'm going to make it short, man.
Hey, man, you got my devil, man.
Man, when I come through. Huh?
Hey, Chuck, you see Chuck still on the line?
This thing was going on mute. You might have checked out. Hey, Chuck. I guess you might have got on off.
Okay.
Deal with it. What's the deal with it, baby?
Let's see what happens. We got that work.
Was that work getting it in, bro?
Well, they working on the show at the same damn time.
Oh, yeah. You got anybody
what's my name? What's my motherfucking name?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who? Yeah.
What's my name? What's my motherfucking name?
I say, you got anybody you want to get at?
Say what?
I say, you got anybody you want to get at this year?
Hey, man, I'm an Eastside Strangler, man. You know we at you.
I know you. I know y'all at me. I'm talking about somebody else.
Shit. Whoever get in our way.
Hey, bring it on. Bring that game, that gift, that gap. Bring it on to the tape. Like I say, it's going to be one. It's going to be an interesting year, I believe. A lot of new cars coming out. A lot of fast cats coming out, man.
Yeah, they got me looking for a car now. I really wasn't too much trying to get off into it. But they got me looking for a car now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you stay around this game, baby, it rubs off on you.
Yeah, they got me looking for a car now. I've been on every damn site looking, trying to find me something nice. I'm going to find me something, though. All I need is a shell. That's all I need, something to put something in.
Was you looking for a G or something?
You need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Okay.
I'm back.
Put
I'm
me
back.
Put me a small block in something. And popcorn on somebody.
Uh-oh.
It'd be a street car or you can pull straight out race car?
Man, ain't no such thing as a street car. I'm building me a race car, man. And I'm being able to drive it to home and to work. That's how I want it. A race car.
That's
what I want. That's what I want, me a race car. That's what I want.
Ain't no such thing as a street car, man. Because everybody running at the first game they run to you. Oh, man, I got a street car. Man, get your ass out. Ain't no such thing, man.
I want me a race car. That's what I want.
You got
that's
no
what I want.
I say back then in the game, it was such thing as a street car. But like now, shit, uh-uh. All right, that's the last thing I want to hear. Oh, I got a street car.
That sounds like Don Yay right there.
Ain't no
I want one to get straight out the factory. That's a street car. Straight out the factory. Get to the line.
Like the two minivans that's going to be at the Grove.
Huh?
Like the two minivans that's going to be up at the Grove at Terry Show.
Hey, we might get two minivans to come to 41 and get down.
No, man, you might take. Hey, yeah, you might take one of the vans up, man.
Hey, leave. Hey, don't talk about our home track. That's all we got. The Grove is mostly for the north
the
side of.
Like that, man. 41 being old,
man. Hey, let me tell you this. Well, I don't live in Chicago no more, but I've been born and raised there. And I stay exactly 30 minutes from the Grove now. So, I don't know, man.
What? And that's what I said. The Grove is for the north siders. The south siders got 41.
Yeah, you're right about that.
We just need somebody to hit the lottery to go ahead and get it, so we can have
I
don't know. Sell it in because whites and Vincennes was trying to get it. They couldn't come to terms on it.
Oh man, he probably tried to buff a lot of people for it.
Hey, we offered. We tried. I tried buying it over the winter, and they wouldn't. Budge on the price.
What they want for it, Terry?
We can't talk about that.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about that on the line. No, no.
So you
try
to
hey, I'm going to tell you this here. If I was in Terry's shoe, and I'm not buying it, shit, I'll post it. Shit.
No, man, that wouldn't be right, though, man. Yeah, look at it, man. That wouldn't be right.
Shit. Yeah.
Hey,
I couldn't have been in Terry's shoe right now.
Everybody ain't no hater. yeah,
41 is my track, so how could it be a hater?
Man, look at him, man. Hey, they just don't want to get rid of it, that's all.
Of course not.
Whatever.
They cool with them tools and fuels they give them.
Yeah, well, you know, like I say, man.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen, guys, is eventually, with them not putting any money into the track and not selling it, it's just going to fade away.
Yep.
I mean, everyone on the line, you got to admit, there's a limit to the track now.
No doubt about that.
It's just slowly, slowly going away. You know, and I had some backers, and, you know, it's going to get so bad to where no one's going to want it.
Yeah. But yeah. I think that's how they feel. They'd rather for it to fade away than for them to really get a decent price for it. They want to put an astronomical price.
Yeah.
It don't make no
It's got to be a crazy, crazy, crazy price. I mean, that one guy with the vet, he was going to buy it. But that ProMod vet, he was going to buy it. And the price they told him was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. It be what it be, man. We just gotta ride. That's all.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna ride to the wheels fall off. But
yeah, I'm going
131. Oh yeah, that's that. Hey, listen, man. There is nothing.
I sit alone in my four cornered room, staring at candles.
Yes, sir.
At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. Nobody watching me yet. But I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own. A black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window.
Investigating
the joint for traps.
That's
you
it.
Are sick.
Hey,
you
man,
are
we
sick.
We got to have fun, man. That's it.
Yes, sir.
But like I say, man, I know they want a lot for that track, man.
Oh yeah,
you know,
they want a lot.
I know. When I heard they was trying to get it, man, I heard what a little price it was. It was kind of way out then, so I was like, they crazy.
Hey man,
they
look.
Trying to get it.
If somebody, if they know if somebody get a hold to it, what the potential it has.
Man, track got big potential, man. That track could be bigger than 66.
Man, listen. With the right sun guns in there, man, please. Hey, Terry, I hate to say it. With the right sun guns in there, they can close the Grove down.
Hey.
I hate to say it, bro, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
Man,
got
like joke.
That's what I gotta say, man. Like I said once before, man, I missed the Streetcar Chaos, man, when it used to be packed.
I'm gonna tell you this here, and there's no joke. This is real God honest truth here. I was at a Streetcar Chaos, and that guy, I'm trying to think his name, make sure I get his name right. His avatar on Chi-Town Racing was a Dodge truck. I forget his name. But that guy came to me. He said, damn. He said, man, this streetcar chaos is off the chain. So he come to me. He said, man, what would it take to get this crowd to the Grove? I said, man, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be honest with you, bro. It can happen, but majority of the South Side is here. And then you have Indiana is here. So, I mean, the North Side, the West Side, yeah, they'll go to the Grove because it's quicker and faster for them. But us guys out South, we will always go to 41, always.
Yeah.
It's a shame we can't see no fast cars there no more. But, hey, you want to see fast car, go to the Grove and then come on back. I mean.
Hey, Rev.
Yes, sir.
We have John and Tom back on the show. And can we get them an introduction as they come on real quick? Is that okay with you, sir?
Yeah, bring they want a trophy. They want a trophy, so you got to bring them in.
All right, this is the introduction. This is Brian and Tom.
Eastside Stranglers.
Most like I'm a die for me. I've been grinding outside all day with my hitters. Then I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters.
My hitters, my hitters.
Yeah. First thing first, I love all my hitters. This rap back and I evolve my hitters. You're looking for some rain.
Pound and Pound, your mic is open, baby boy. Do what you need to do. You got Cadillac Joe and the Rev and Baby Boy on.
And the Hawk on the line too, man.
Okay, Hawk, we got something for you, Hawk. Hold on, we're not gonna start on that tonight.
Oh yeah, you got the incredible
hey,
Hawk, baby.
Hey Hawk. It's been against spicy
school,
that.
Man.
Hey Hawk, this is for you, Hawk.
You ain't gonna do shit,
fuck y'all, man.
Nigga.
Fuck y'all.
You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna do it. You ain't gonna do shit.
Hey, Hawk, is that what you're talking
fuck
about?
Y'all.
They're not gonna do nothing. They ain't gonna do nothing with you this year.
Cadillac Joe down the stomach. Hey, man, looky here, man. See, now you going there. See, I ain't trying to go there, man, but you know what, man? Get you some jack stands and don't put your finger in there too much, okay? Cadillac Joe, you're a morphodite, man. Okay, whatever you say.
Damn. Hey,
well,
man,
you know what? See, I'm trying to be nice to you, struggling. I like the introduction, man. Hey, man, we just tell you like it is, man. You ain't going to do nothing, man.
You ain't telling me shit.
Hey, look at here. You gonna do one thing. Get one of them girls to have her sit on your lap and have her do what you need her to do for you, because you ain't gonna do nothing over here. Like I told your boy, the other cat that's in your truck, man, y'all gonna wear this thing on you this year. Trust me. I'm coming through the camp. So you just be ready. He talking about he don't want to be first, so I guess he going to put you out there first. I don't know. He think he got more than you. I don't know. I don't care. Whoever one of y'all get up there, I got you favored.
You ain't going to do shit.
Okay. I sure ain't. Let my driver do it.
Hey, Cadillac.
That's what I'm going to do for you, boy. Yeah.
Hey, Cadillac.
Yeah.
Hey, now, as you get that first ass cutting, you still don't want to come on?
You say what?
I say, as you get that first ass cutting, you still don't want to come out of the strangler?
Man, I got enough for all the stranglers, man.
Ooh,
stranglers.
I'm going on mute.
Hey, you just know that I got something for you want to be strugglers, trying to be a strangler. Because y'all ain't strangled nobody. Strangler mean you got them by the nuts and they can't move. Everyone you got. How many you got on your belt? I only seen y'all got one. That's the most I seen y'all do. Y'all ain't did nothing.
That's one for now.
Y'all got a good thing. Y'all got a good
thing.
Cadillac
Joe. Cadillac Joe. I got more than one.
Okay. How many you got?
More than one.
How many is more than one? You got two?
Matter of fact, last week, check it out. Joe, kind of like Joe to ask you last week, how many races you win when Junior asked you that? You went on silent. You didn't say shit.
I ain't got no races. My races was way back in 09. That's the last time
man.
I had a race. I ain't beat nobody. I told the truth.
Yeah.
I told the truth, but I know I can beat you.
We ain't going on this one.
Why you think you can beat me,
Cadillac? I got you on the shelf twice. I got
you
on the shelf twice.
Why you think you can beat me,
Cadillac?
Huh? You beat me.
That lemon pepper got you on the shelf twice. That's all I got to say.
Cadillac Joe.
Am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong?
Cadillac Joe.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Are you a grudge racer?
Man, I'm a racer, man. I ain't no grudge racer. Folks come to me to want to race. I ain't trying to race nobody.
Answer the
but
question,
you
brother.
Race me, I ain't going to turn down my collar. Get down.
Damn, man. It's really a grudge right here. A grudge race right there. Damn.
Man, look at here, man. I ain't no grudge race.
How
grudge race
you,
coming.
How are you hosting a show that's all about grudge racing and you got a
grudge race? I love racers, man. I love racers, man. I got love
last
for the
time
game.
Last time that man grudge races on Lake Shore Drive.
Hey, Terrell. Terrell.
Yeah. Man, I ain't talking about y'all, man.
Hey, you got to remember now, think about what you said. There are people who have shows that haven't been racing now.
But ain't nobody on here saying they ain't a grudge racer.
Name one. Who that taught? Name one.
Todd, what up, boy?
Todd, name one person that has a show that does not grudge race besides Cadillac Joke.
Yeah.
DJ Grant.
Ooh.
Damn.
Are you there, Terrell? You done fell off the map?
Huh?
Hello?
Who are you talking to, Joe?
I'm talking to Terrell.
Oh.
Where is that wannabe straggler? Where he at? He talking about how many races I don't have. I ain't had no races since 09. But that don't mean that... I won't go at him. I told him I'd go at him. He brought me out of retirement.
Hey, who did you race in 09?
I raced Shawty.
Sure did. Sure did.
Yeah,
it's been that long.
God damn.
It's
been that long.
I didn't catch that. I went on mute. What happened now? What do you say?
I got it.
I said, but what makes a grudge racer, Terrell? Let me see. What's your definition of it?
What makes a grudge racer?
Right.
My definition, what makes a grudge racer, a person or a group who have cars and go down on people's ass and race for money. That's my definition of grudge racer.
Oh, that's a grudge racer. Okay. Well, that's truly, truly is not my profession.
If you think your car is faster than the next person, it's like being a boxer. You know what I'm saying? If I think my vehicle is faster than yours,
yeah,
you're gonna raise some money. That's a
right.
grudge.
Okay, well I see it as you're trying to get something I got. I don't think you got enough sense to get nothing I got. But I'm gonna give you opportunity to get up there and see, like I told you way before now. Every time it was an incident or a problem, confiscated problem.
What's my name? What's my motherfucking name?
What's my name, Terrell?
Cadillac Joke.
All right, then. That's what you announced, bro.
That's
go on that car. What's my name? What's my motherfucking name?
See, you can't get right when that stop. You supposed to say Cadillac. Can you do that?
You a Centurion.
Centurion, okay, whatever, bruh. I'm gonna show you when I get next to you, boy.
Man, you ain't on shit, man. Trust and believe, you're not.
Man, hey man.
You need to shut
ain't
the
on
fuck
nothing,
up
boy.
When grown folks is talking.
That's it. That's when you got a hold to that lemon pepper, you thought it was something sweet. That lemon pepper, you thought it was sweet, but what did it do to you? You put a bad taste in
it. You need to shut the fuck up
when
grown folks is talking.
You know, Salter? The man knows. Don't want to run me back. I gave him a break.
That's not true. That's not
run me
true.
Now. Run me now.
What?
He stole the break on me.
Okay, you ain't
right
going
to
do shit.
I'll get it right now. I can't.
You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to shit. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to shit.
Nah.
What you going to do,
man?
No, check it
out.
Listen to me. Look, man,
okay.
I gave the man a race he wanted. He got the break. He won. I came to the man all last year, half of last year, year before last, to race the man again. The man wouldn't go.
Mm-hmm. But the man told me, and this is what he said. He said he'd give you a chance to get back. He said you didn't want to go because you had a problem. You had something happened to you, the car, to your motor or something, and then you crashed the car, something like that. That's what I heard. I don't know. Only thing I can tell you, when you get that issue, engage with him. See if you can make something happen.
Look, I've been to the track a few times with my car ready to go. The man put his car on the trailer and he left, man. So how the fuck was I wasn't ready to go?
Well, you know what? I don't know.
The strain was because I was fat. We was at the track for Shannon Race.
Hey, Tramiel, ain't no use of arguing with that guy no more, man. He part of that crew. He believed what that man say. We chased that man for 2 years trying to get a race back. They got a bad half car. We broke that bad half car, and then we got to give him the break. That half big black car, and we got to give him the break. Come on, man. I don't even want to entertain Cadillac Joe no more.
Hey, man, just like I told you, as soon as this weather get right, be able to get that down and see what happens. That's all, man. Like I told you, Big Perm, you make it right. I bring my street car for you. You make it right with your wagon. Now, can you do that, Big Perm?
What you mean you got to make it right?
How do you got to make it right? You make it right. I'll bring my street car.
Explain yourself.
What I'm trying to tell you, I'm going to take my street car and run your wagon with a nice little spot. I need 5 in the bus.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Come on, man.
I got a street car.
Man, you got a street car.
I got a brand new.
Nobody's getting no 5. Come on, man. I got 5 in the
break.
I got a brand new car, man.
You going to give me that?
Hey, Cadillac
Joe. My car run off 93 Crump Octane. My car run off 93. My shit street car. So you don't get shit but the next lane.
Man, my car run on 87 Octane, bruh. Now, you make it right. I'll try you with it. Only thing I can win or I can lose, that's all.
You bag
now what?
5 cars, man. Come on, dude. Grow the fuck
man,
up, man.
I'll let you see the car, man. That's all.
Oh, man.
With your wagon. If y'all scared of that, then I understand, man.
Nah,
I got a street car. I got a brand new car, man. I don't hear y'all talking now. Y'all all twisted all that.
Hey, Cadillac, check it out, man. We don't waste like that, brother.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll leave that alone.
5, 10 cars, no bucks.
Come on,
man.
Okay, but I'm just saying, I got a street car. I don't race the car, but I would just try y'all just to see where y'all at. I don't believe y'all got no fast, nothing fast over there.
No, we don't do samples.
I might be wrong.
Prove
me wrong.
I'm gonna try to become this grudge racer. I ain't no grudge racer, but I'm gonna try to become this grudge racer. Cause you just told me, man, you got to come at it, got to do what you got to do. So I want to run for some money, and y'all got a couple of hours over there. I want them. I want y'all to get my money.
Y'all it don't sound like you're trying to get to
y'all
it.
Y'all gonna be my new chicks on the line.
You ain't trying to do
that's
it, man. You know you might give you five cars, brother. Why don't you just go ahead and line up with us? Get you a lane, man.
I told you that, boss. I'm saying
the car that
I got is a street car.
Well, fuck your street car. We want your fast car. We want your fast car. We don't want your street car. So bring your fast car.
Okay, y'all got that then. Y'all got that then. I'm going to leave that alone. But y'all steal my ducks in the pond. Y'all steal my ducks.
It sounds good on this show.
Yeah, y'all sound real good. I'm going to put it to reality, baby. That's it.
The problem is your reality ain't really reality.
Okay.
What's my name? What's my motherfucking name?
Cadillac Show.
There you go. You smell that. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. I'm Cadillac.
What's my name?
Cadillac Slow.
What's my motherfucking name?
Cadillac Slow.
Okay. That's me. I'm slow, baby. But I get it done.
Hey, Cadillac. This big firm.
Yeah.
I
what
got
up,
a race for you. Give me five cars with your race car.
Give you five cars my race car. You know what? You might could get. You know what? You might could do that, man. You know what? You might could get that, man. You might could get that, perm. Yeah.
That sounds good, player.
You know what?
You
I'm going to do it just because,
room,
man.
Folks is talking.
Just because you big perm, baby.
Shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Where you want to do that big sham race? Perm.
Hell no, my car is street car. You got to meet me on 130th of South Chicago.
I ain't gonna bring my race car on no 130th. You out your rabbit, man. I'll take you to the track and give
that,
you
that
five.
What I'm trying to tell you is, quit talking to me.
Man, you know what, Big Perm, lay down on your stomach. We cool with it.
Hey, Cal, I got a question for you.
What's that?
That finger you got cut off, man, that's the one you put on the trans brake. That finger on your left hand you got cut off, that's the one you use for the trans brake?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cause
you
right
get the brake.
Cause
you get
right
the
brake. On your nose on your brake. I'm going to show you the brake, boy. I'm going to show it to you.
What's my name? What's my motherfucking name?
Can't wait till you get that, Terrell, boy. I'm going to hang you, boy. Drag you down there.
Come to Mike Hill race.
What? When is Mike Hill race?
Mike Hill race. We can run down there.
When is it?
March.
March what? You don't even know when it is. When
March
8th. No, I can't go March 8th. I can't go there, no.
Come on, man.
I can't go then. I can't go then.
You got a lot of can't go. A lot of can't go.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. Whatever you say.
He mean he ain't going to go.
We can lock in on the show right now and meet me down there with the car.
No. What part you don't understand, man, about can't
man,
go?
I'm trying to knock y'all before it gets hot outside, man. I'm ready. I got oil pressure.
Okay, that's good. You got oil pressure. You want to jump up or down, or you want to go swimming? Which one you want to do? Now I can't hear you. You got catch some? Got your tongue? What's up? Huh? That's what I said about these young flippers. They just mouth off and they don't think what they say. They don't think before they talk. They just talk. But I'm gonna hand you some, boy. I'll make you get your mind right. Quick, fast,
hey,
in Rich, a hurry.
Hey, Cadillac, you coming to the party Sunday?
Yeah, I'll be there.
You come with your crew?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring all the weak motherfuckers. You know what? You know that that's the same thing I said about yours.
And bring your old lady too.
No, we ain't gonna go into the old lady jokes now. I don't play that, son. Come on now, keep it real.
Here you go. Let me get your sister here now, boy. Let me get salt.
No, we ain't talking like we've been talking like men on this show. We don't put no family, no woman, none of that. We ain't put none of that in here. I don't do that. But you bring those cats that's in your crew, what you call them, weak, whatever you call them. Bring them on in. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to lift them up. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to show you how we do it over here. I'm going to make you change your program, youngster.
Make sure you got like Joe.
What's my name? What's my motherfucking name?
Hey, boy, you been up all week doing some editing, haven't you? Finding music on the internet.
Hey, Shawty, this is what I do. I got to teach you how to do something.
So your show don't have topics we talk about. You just have editing some music and become a DJ.
I have topics. Tonight I was letting everybody have a free fall, bro. It's Wildlife Friday.
That's every Friday, man. It's a free fall.
Well, free fall, what I do, dog.
This Strangler Radio.
This ain't Strangler. Strangler ain't run nothing here. Coming on here trying to disrespect and do all this. I'm letting you have a voice right now on my show to voice your opinion on the Stranglers. You the Strangler. But only thing I understand about a Strangler, you ain't strangled nobody. So I call you a Struggler. But you still good, though.
Lee,
Only thing I want you to do for 2014 is live up to your name. That's all.
I'm going to show you
when
I beat you. Now whoop you.
Do it for yourself.
When I whoop you.
Make me proud. I'm not a grudge racer. I'm a bracer. I support racers. If you're a grudge, I still support you. But to me, you ain't did nothing. You went back a little bit last year. You look like you
gonna
what's
my name?
You got a plan.
What's my motherfucking name?
Respect your plan, but it ain't gonna happen on me. You bogged up the wrong tree. I'm gonna show you that. Do you get that, Eastside?
I can say one thing, but I got more to you.
What's my name? What's my motherfucking name?
See, you can't even get with the program, so how can you get around me? You can't get around me.
But, Joe, who have you got around?
Yeah?
You had your cousin what? About 2 years, 3 years. Who have you got around? You
I
been out there making test hits. You out there burning gas, making test hits. I saw you race anybody.
Well, you
all
know
those cars,
what?
If 41 been... all those cars been in stage lane at 41. I have not saw you go down on nobody, man. All those back half Camaros and nobody.
Well, it's like this here, youngster.
You walk when around, burning gas,
nowhere,
man.
You are nowhere to be found, brother.
You need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
My car been on premises all the time, brother.
Man, when I was there,
I saw you race anybody.
When I was there. When I was there, you wouldn't give me what I wanted. I said, I ain't want no trouble. Didn't I tell
you? I'm not
going to
give you a
what
I'm going to give you the break for, man. Come on, man.
But you told
come
me,
on,
but wait a minute. You told me I had the break. When you told me I had the break, I said, come on. Then I had my trans when you had a problem. Okay, then when you did see me, I said, what about what you going to give me? What you tell me?
A year
me,
later?
You said, I ain't going to give it to you. I'm not finna argue with you. You ain't going to give it to me. I ain't going to worry about it. Right? But
it's crazy how he's so weak, but you got to get the break.
Hey, he told me I had the break. He told me I had the break. He know where he told me. He was at the costume and told me I had the break. He offered me the
break.
So he can't race me. Now, get it straight before you open your mouth so you know what the next saying is. Shut the heck up when grown folks is talking, boy.
Your whole crew off the break, man.
Hey, you offered it. You offered it. You put your own foot in your own mouth. So now you found out that you couldn't accommodate. You got salty. It ain't my fault.
2012, you're getting the break.
What?
2013, you're not getting the break.
Okay, you already told me that. So, okay, I ain't getting the break. I'm still going to run you. Use nothing. As long as you looking
driving.
Like you supposed to live, you good. We going to get down.
Hey, Joe, can I just ask you a question? Why you can't drive your own car and whoop me? I want to see you beat me.
Man,
I want to see you outdrive me.
Man. I'm a boss.
I want to see you outdrive me. Outdrive me. I want to see that.
Tell you what. I tell you what, Terrell. You want me to drive? Give me eyes on my money. I'm going to get in the car and drive. You can give me eyes on my money. Since you want me to drive, I'm a CEO. I ain't got to drive. I don't have to drive. But you want me to get in there? Make it sweet for daddy to get in there. I'm going to get in there and whoop your behind. That's what I'm going to do. Now, you talking about that? Ain't no problem. I drive the car. I ain't studying you. That's the only way I'm going to drive. Or I put my drive in there and let him do what I pay him to do.
No, I want you to outdrive me.
Huh? You got a what? You having a moment?
I want you to outdrive me.
You want me to outdrive you? I can outdrive you. No problem.
I don't believe you can drive your car in. Drive your car.
No
stipulations. Drive your car. Drive your car.
Look at here, Eastside. I don't drive.
Oh, man.
I don't drive. I got my driver to drive. I hired me a driver because I'm a boss.
You made in a red nose and some red shoes, man. You're a straight clown, dude. Drive your own car, man. Outdrive me.
If you want me to outdrive you, give me some inspiration to outdrive you. Make me want to get in there and drive. And beat you. As long as my car beats you, that's garbage. I got satisfaction. But you want to have sex? You want to have satisfaction just knowing that I was in the car and you beat me? You got to pay for that. Stand that youngster.
I think you don't have a heart, man. I think you're a coward.
Well, you know what?
I'm a horsepower.
So what? What do pimping do? Pimping
you
do
a coward,
do,
man.
You want something
you scared of your own car,
this,
man? You're a coward.
I'm a coward, man.
You scared of your own car.
I would be your coward, baby. That ain't going to make me get in the car. You got some of them dead ones, a lot of them dead ones in there. I'm going to come out of retirement just for you to show the proof that you want to get whipped by daddy. Daddy's going to put this whip down on you. I'm going to beat you, boy. Now, what you want to do? You ain't got, you know what?
Drive your own car.
It seemed like you in deep thought. I'm going to let that simmer when it's time. You tell me what you want to do, baby.
I already told you.
How you want it. You tell me how you want it. You want
it race?
Or you want it light? Which way you want it?
Cow, man. Drive your own car, brother.
I ain't got to drive my car. If you didn't want to drive your car, you don't want to drive your car. Why I got to drive my car? I got somebody to drive my car.
You scared of weak-ass horsepower. That's all what it is.
Man, you know what? You're right. But if you make that cash right, I'm going to show you how much I get right with that.
I'm not going to make no cash right. We already running for cash. I'm not making no cash. It's already right. Drive your own car.
You want me to drive, you got to make it right.
Man, I ain't got to make shit right.
You do? You want me to drive? You want me to drive. I have no problem. Oh, do you got to tell me what you're going to pay extra for me to get in there. Make it right. And I still gonna gap you with me driving.
Oh, man, you
don't
gap
me.
I think you gotta gap me.
I tell you, Cadillac
on that loud.
What?
The Cadillac on that loud, think you gonna gap this stranger.
Man, look at you. You know what? I'm gonna tell you one thing, man. When y'all get ready, you let that stammer. And you know what to do. You know where I'm at. Holler. I'm going to accommodate you. Man, I'm going to go all the way up in you. I'm going to go I'm going straight up raw up in you. Now, what'd you say about that?
What's up, Jokes? Check it out. I ran Leon. Leon got way more horsepower than Cadillac Joe. Did I get gapped by Leon? No.
Nope.
No.
Well, you know what? It's just like I told you. You want me to drive.
Man, he don't have
and I'm
poo-popping.
I was poo-popping down the track.
With Leon got. But it's one thing I'm telling you.
Did Three Love got me all soaked? No,
nope.
I got this ass.
Yeah, yeah, well, man. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Stoke, I got one thing to say to your man, and you let him know so he can reminisce on this here, man. Cadillac ain't nothing to play with.
Yeah, we still
have
to see that.
Hey, when it's time, I'm going to let my driver do his thing. I'm going to turn him loose.
Hey, man.
That's all.
Hey,
hey
Stoke,
man, hey.
When I ran, like I, hey, Stoke, I ran Ruby Red.
Yeah.
Who's getting gaps?
Ruby.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, Cadillac Joe, come on, man.
Man, look at here, man. You ain't impressive to me, man.
Man, I told you, man. We got to over there, man.
All the people you talking about, you had misfortunes with, dude. You didn't beat them. You was out there, but you didn't beat them.
Okay.
Am I right? Correct me. You was out there,
how
but you had problems. Am I right or wrong?
How come I didn't beat him?
Okay. You beat him, okay. Like I said, I don't know what happened to you, but I heard you didn't win. But you say you won. Hey, I'm glad for you.
What race you talking about?
I'm talking about when you ran Ruby Red.
I was
gapping Ruby
Red,
brother.
Car broke loose on the end, I wrecked. But
okay.
Trust and believe me, it never happened. If it never happened, I'd be Ruby Red.
Wait a minute. Hold on, little brother. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. This is what I'm saying to you.
What about Gold Digger? What about Gold Digger?
You beat Gold Digger. You beat Gold Digger. Right or wrong? You beat Gold Digger up at 131. You looked real good. But you didn't look good enough for the Cadillac. You looked good, son.
Right.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. You got one. I seen you win. I was like, man, I was impressed with you. You did a good job that day. You had another turn to come around. But when you came around next time, what happened to you? You fell out. You ran Leon.
Where did we go?
Right or wrong? You had a problem, right? Right or wrong? You made a good showing, but you couldn't stay there. He turned on the W. That's all I'm saying. I ain't knocking you, but you ain't got nothing for me, boy.
God damn.
Just like
man,
I told you.
I'm not
a grudge racer like you, man. I go to the track, run my car down there, and wipe on my car. That's good enough for me, man. I go show out, man. I show up and show out if I want to. See, I can do that. But, boy, like I say, I'm finna show out on you, boy. I'm finna show out on you. I'm gonna let my driver hang you. If you want me to hang you, you got to pay me. You got to make it sweet. You got to sweeten the pot up for me to get in the car. I ain't got to get in the car. I'm going to sit up in the stand with my grandkids and let them root for the car because you're going to lay down on your stomach. You understand me, son? That's the Cadillac flavor, babe. It ain't personal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you how business do.
Damn. The whole club
y'all got over there ain't nothing.
Man, you said
y'all just some cats trying to get down the track, and I appreciate that because y'all will go. That's all I can say on y'all.
Hey, that's the only way we know how to do is to go.
I like that about y'all boys. I ain't gonna let nobody take that away from y'all, man. Y'all will go, man.
Yeah, that's exactly what we learned coming up on South Chicago Avenue. Yeah.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't mad at that, man. That's all I'm saying. I look at your record, man.
You really think you're going to win
this year? But see, this year here, you're going to check the Cadillac record out, though, baby. You're going to check the Chicago flavor record coming out, baby. Check my thing, boy. Because, boy, I'm coming.
Like I said, I'm at the bottom. I ain't raised nobody. You laugh at me because I say I ain't no grudge racer. I ain't coming at you. Knock that my door. Did I come knocking at your door? Terrell. Incredible.
Hey, let's get
Hulk.
BET on the line.
Get BET on the line, man. Get him on the line. So what BET going to say? That don't mean that you get BET on the line. See, there you go. You go get silent again. See, I tell you, you ain't ready. You call me out. I ain't call you out. Did I answer the call? Yep. When you first seen me at the car show, you told me, man, you got the bus. You ain't nothing. I said, man, you won't give me the bus. I said, you know what? Next time I see you at the track, I'll take that. Next time I see you at the track, you had a problem. Your car wasn't acting right. I'm going to run around, bro. Keep it 100. No sense of you getting scared now and can't talk. Because, see, you really ain't going to be able to talk when I put this thing in your mouth. I'm going to shut you up. When you talk about the Cadillac, you gonna talk about the Cadillac real tough. That's what you're going to do. Because, see, Cadillac don't dip. Cadillac roll, baby. My middle name is Roll. And that's with an R. I move like that. Ooh! Nah.
Hey, Stokes, he a fool, man.
Why that?
Man,
hey, Stokes.
No, I ain't gonna say he a fool. He's very entertaining.
Hey, Stokes. Just let him know, man. Ty, get down.
Man.
Get down like that. I'm gonna show you, boy.
You really think you gonna meet up, no man? You really think you gonna whoop us? You really think that?
Man, Hey, Cadillac don't think. Cadillac know.
Man.
On everything I know this, man.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't going to like this, man. I keep telling y'all. Y'all ain't going to like this here.
Man, will whoop on us bad, too.
Man, I'm coming through the whole camp. I watch y'all.
I like that.
Man, I ain't studying y'all, man. Y'all's nothing.
Yeah, that's what, hey, you know what? Everybody tell us that, man. We ain't nothing. We ain't nobody.
But you know what? Wait a minute. Hold on, Stokes. Let me say this here. I'm going to tell you the reason I say y'all ain't nothing, because y'all going to beat y'allself. Y'all going to beat y'allself, and I gave you too much information. Y'all going to beat y'allself.
Anything you telling us, man, we done heard,
hey,
we keep in.
Hey, we get the crack in these motherfuckers' heads.
We catch motherfuckers who we want at the track, they ain't safe. That's all I'm going to say. They ain't put running up on the east side strangers.
I'm going to tell you like this here.
We go for every motherfucker that thinks we see.
I catch any of y'all stranglers at the track, man. Any of y'all at the track, man.
I can't wait to get home tonight, boy. Come jump right back on that laptop. We're trying to go find me something.
Go find you something, boy.
Man,
I want you to
make me, man.
I want you to get out there.
Every day I listen to these shows, man.
We're going to take you down south, and we're going to get paid. We're going to get paid.
Man,
that's all
right.
I want you to put something
you
together.
Got to be in you got to be a part of the East Side Connection, man, to get paid with me,
well,
man.
You know what, Stokes? Hey, Stokes, I'm going to tell you like this here. My money you'll never get, because you know why? Y'all ain't got enough. Y'all ain't got enough sense to get this here, man. Y'all ain't got enough. I'm going to see what you're working with. I want you to get your weak car or your fastest car, whatever car
you
want to run, put it up.
Cadillac Joe, you're going to need an east side pass, man. You ain't going to be come on the east side no more. You need an east side pass.
What you mean? Now you going to tell me, son? Man, look at here, man. I do this, man.
Come on the east right now.
Where
are we right now?
Come on.
Come over there for what? What's over there now?
Over east. Come on.
What you want to come over there for? Y'all got something to eat?
Come on.
You got something to eat?
Come on over here.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Come on, yeah, yeah, come over here, boy. You going to need a pass come over here. You scared to come over here?
Man, what's the address, son? I ain't scared to come nowhere.
What?
Trust me.
Yeah, you,
I ain't scared to come nowhere, baby.
Hey, Stokes, what you think, Stokes? Think you scared?
No, man, I'm scared. You ain't gave me no address. You ain't gave me no address.
You better not come across Tony.
Hey, where are those folks? Stoney go a whole way, all the way east. What part of Stoney? What are you talking about?
Man.
Come,
you doing me about Paxton? You talking about Paxton? What you talking about? You talking about Torrance? What you talking about? Tell me where you at on the east side, son. I'm coming.
The whole east side.
You know what? This, like I thought, y'all mad is about as long as your finger. Ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Man. Hey, you strange. I tell y'all be before y'all.
Give me
your
830 and Koufax.
830 Koufax, come on, my way. You talking about over there by the Burger King? What's that? Not Burger King.
Burger King.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Over there.
You ain't know the east side. I said 830 Koufax. You ain't know the east side.
Over there, boy. That's the east side. You talking about right there where the lounge is, right there on the south side of the street. By the gate club over there.
What?
I know where y'all at, man. Y'all over there, man. I ain't got no problem with coming over there. I'm on my way right now, man. Man, what y'all think?
Yeah,
this is? Y'all think Cadillac scared or something?
Come
I'm
on,
coming to 83rd
Koufax.
And what? 83rd and what?
Koufax.
Koufax.
Come on,
Koufax.
Bring some money with you, too.
What's the address, man?
Just meet me on the corner.
No,
come
I ain't
yourself.
Meet me on the What you mean come by myself, dude?
He's scared, Stokes.
Man, come by myself, man. What you mean, man? What's up? I'm already out here. I'm on East right now. I'm coming down the street right now. I'm on Yates right now, partner. I'm coming by myself. And, y'all, I'm in a blue Cadillac, so you know I got wheels on. I'm coming up the block. Man.
You talking about that blue Cinerama right there with them baby lights?
Yeah, that's Cinerama. Yeah, okay, Cinerama. That's what y'all called it.
Get his ass.
Yeah,
see your ass, sir.
Huh?
You're too close to the Stranglers on 83rd.
Man, look, I'm on 83rd.
Hey, Strangers, I'm on
83rd
right now.
West. I'm coming west off Yates. I just made the turn off 83rd and Yates going west. Where y'all at? Y'all say y'all on Koufax. I'll be pulling
just
up in
pull
five
over,
minutes.
Pull over right there. Pull over right there and give me five
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah, right
give
there.
Five minutes.
What am I going to give you 5 minutes for? Y'all supposed to be already here. Y'all on y'all side? You got some money?
Hold on, Shane.
I'm right down the street. I got to drive up the block, don't I?
Yeah,
I'm
drive up the block.
Yates right now. Yeah, I'm sitting right here. I'm in the blue Cadillac. I'm in the blue Cadillac. Where y'all at?
Right here on 85th.
Right there. Stay right there. Stay
I'm
right
on 85th.
There.
I'm on 83rd. See, y'all long,
okay,
man. I'm
wrong.
Man.
Don't worry
I'm playing,
about it.
Man. And now here you tell me you on 85th. Y'all, man, y'all playing, man. I'm gone, man.
I'm on 83rd Yates right now. He ain't out here.
Man, y'all don't want no trouble, man. Y'all don't want no trouble, man.
Matter of fact,
what y'all do, lay down on y'all stomach. Get on some jack stand. That's what y'all do.
No, sir. Well,
you
for
you
nobody.
Like the jack stand since BET puts you on back jack stand. You like that shit, huh?
No. That's what y'all do, man.
Hell no.
Y'all lay down on y'all stomach, man.
No, man.
Now,
BET
I'm sitting
had
on
83rd.
Where y'all
at, man? Hey, BT has him on them jack stand with that midget up his ass.
Yeah, right, okay. Where y'all at on 83rd, man? I'm sitting here, man. I'm on Koufax, man. Where y'all at, man? Where y'all at?
It's kind of like, man, they get from over there, man.
Man, I tell y'all playing, dude. I do this here. I'm around everywhere. I'm nation known, boy. I tell y'all
strapping
ain't nothing, man. Y'all don't run that, man. Go in the house, man.
Oh, no.
What's my name? What's my motherfucking name?
Cadillac, is Drown South Chicago. You want to do something?
Nah, I don't want to do nothing. I ain't nothing. The Cadillac don't run fast in this kind of weather. I'm on these foes. I'm chilling.
So what kind of Cadillac you got, Cadillac?
What?
What kind of Cadillac you got?
Cimarron. You heard him say he got a photo. He got a Cimarron.
Okay.
I got a DTS. That's what I got. That's a Bronx.
DTS? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, I got a DeVille. I got a plain DeVille.
You got a DeVille? Okay, I got a DTS.
Hit right on 24s, all these potholes.
Yeah, well, I ain't hit nothing tonight, so I'm looking real wet out here.
Yeah, gonna hit a pothole.
Hey, Big Bird, he don't need a tow, man. I don't need no tow. Hey, whoever on the phone, man, you need to go on mute, man. That got too much noise back in here.
We're going to J-hook that motherfucker.
You don't need to J-hook nothing here. I'm riding, pimp.
Hey, Big Bird.
Yeah.
You got your J-hooks on you?
Hell yeah, I'm going to snatch his whole bump off.
That's just like, see how you stranglers do, you stragglers. I told you y'all ain't ready for this here, man. Y'all ain't ready for none of this here, man.
Hey, like I say, boy, it's Eastside Strangle Radio, boy.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Oh, shit.
Eastside strugglers trying to get on.
Oh, man.
Let it warm up a little bit. I'm going to put some temperature on y'all. I'm going to burn rubber on y'all for real.
Yeah,
let my driver do what he do. Now,
yep.
That's it. He's struggling. Stragglers.
Man, they going to bag up.
Come on, that attention now. Get attention.
Man.
You hear your pimp calling you out?
Man, he ain't going to do shit. My show was just this snow gone away.
And what you gonna do when it go away? You gonna do the same thing you doing now? Nothing.
No. If you want to, you're gonna be looking for motherfuckers go to their ass. That's what we gonna be doing.
Well, okay. That's what y'all say. I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
As I get finished, you gonna be trying to go find an engine builder.
Engine builder.
Yeah, y'all gonna need some engines.
Man, I ain't wanna buy no engine.
Y'all got some weak girls y'all got over there ain't gonna pull
man.
A sick girl out the bed. A fat girl can go
man,
get out
of the bed. Man, I'm gonna pull a cough off or something, mother. Boy, you know what man, y'all piss me off tonight.
Wait a minute, hold on, baby. You ain't supposed to never get pissed now. Come on, bring it on back.
Man, I'm going tonight. I'm going hard on the internet tonight. I'm going real hard.
I want you to, man. Hey, I want you to find your peach, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm finding something.
I know you're going to find something.
It ain't got to be a G-body. It
okay.
Can be a Dodge, but I'm going to put a Chevy motor in it. Know that.
There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that. As long as you engage, and I'm glad for you. As long as you engage.
Mm-hmm.
Bring action to the game. I'll let you run my street car. As soon as you get it, see if you can get around. If you get around me, you got you a nice piece. Huh? You like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, we sure
that's what
I'm talking about. As soon as I get that popcorn together, boy. As soon as I get that popcorn together.
Hey, I got a Camaro for you.
Man, I don't think you want some
Camaro.
Man, I ain't got no type of oil pressure. I ain't been getting talking to that.
Oh, no, I'm talking about you looking for a car. I got a Camaro body.
What kind of Camaro?
What's that, a 89?
89, no, what? Nope. No, I don't like that.
You don't like that? What year you like?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm still in the hunt, man. I done seen a few cars I like. But when they come down to it, I'm going to know what I want.
Okay, all right.
Well, I be running across quite a few cars, so, you know, if you have an idea what you're looking for, I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
You want something that you can set up yourself, right?
I'm supposed to plug my shop, man. What happened?
Huh? You said what?
I'm supposed to plug the shop.
Hey, you know what? I forgot that, Terrell. Man, plug the shop, dog. I forget. For real. I forget. Plug it.
Hold on, Joe.
All right. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, my mic was mute. I need everybody on the show, man, in Chicagoland area to come out and support Custom Motorsports, 14737 Greenwood in Dalton. Performance work, parts, interiors, stereos, racing accessories, rebuild motors, trans, anything you need for cars, bikes, come and support me. Me and my brother Hootie. You can reach me at 773-297-4786, or you call the shop, 708-841-2886. Custom Motorsports.
Say that again, Terrell. Terrell, always do it twice, brother. Always do it twice.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Terrell. Yeah, I'm here. I'm in traffic.
I'm going to tell you, do it again, man.
Yeah, need everybody come out and support Custom Motorsports, located in Dalton, 14737 Greenwood. I have your custom stereos, performance parts, alarms, interiors, car storage, rims, tires, all the car accessories for your bikes, race cars, or your street cars. Come support us. If you reach me at 773-297-4786, or you call the shop, 708-841-2886. You reach Hootie at 773-209-2199.
And when they come out there, who should they ask for? They should ask you the owner or Hootie owner, who don't?
Terrell, Antonio, or Hootie, which is Kevin.
Okay. These are good guys. They do good custom work.
Any free Bud Light?
Huh?
I said, any free Bud Light?
Yeah, you might get some over there.
All right, well, if any free Bud Light, I'm on my way. I'm on my way right now.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey. What's going down,
hey,
doggy?
Hey, man, thanks for seeing your niece over there, man. I took care of today.
Hey, man, I know you would. You know, I trust you. Goddamn, I'm going to send all my motherfucking family over there to you.
Appreciate it, bro.
On, Jeff?
Anytime. What's going down, fellas?
All right.
Hey, Jeff, what up? Hey, Jeff,
yes,
I'm trying
sir.
To tell them Eastside Stranglers, man. Them Eastside Strugglers, those good guys, they do good work, man. I've been knowing them a long time.
Hey, man, that's my other part of the family, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, you coming out Sunday to the festivities?
Come on, man, you know I'd be there. I'd be there, goddamn, they open at 12, I'd be there at fucking 11:59. Yes, sir.
There you go.
That's my man. Shit, we're going to have a goddamn good time together, goddamn it, man, like we always do. You know, the earlier for me, the better. Shit, we can hang there all damn night long because, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning, come quick for me.
Hey, Terrell.
I got a question for you, Jeff.
Yeah.
You won a trophy down at the banquet in Georgia, right?
Yes, sir.
Did they send it to you?
I hadn't got it yet. But Gunner Pickett's supposed to be coming up here. Maybe he might be bringing it. Maybe. I don't know. If he
okay.
do, it's fine. If not, then I get it when I get it. But, yeah, it's a Grudge Racer for the year for Illinois, 3rd District.
Congratulations.
If you'd had it, you could have brought it to the party Sunday. Check it
out.
That
would have been nice, man. That would have been nice. But I got one big-ass trophy that I got from my fellow crew members that I can bring. And I'm proud to show it off.
Yeah, bring it.
Yes, sir. No doubt about it. But I will be there, man. I will be there, man. I'm proud of it, so I will be there. But other than that, man, I just want to chime in before everybody shut down. And great show, Cadillac, and shit, man. Until the next time.
That's what's up.
I appreciate you, Jeff.
Hey, Terrell.
Yeah.
Hey, when you get a chance, man, maybe one day next week, I need you to come by. I need to holler at you. I got something I need you to do for me.
Okay.
You got any space now?
Yeah, plenty.
You do? Okay. I might just let you take it over there and hook it up.
You gonna bring a race car?
Nah, it's my one of my old schools. I need you to do the sounds in it.
Oh, okay, that's gonna be in the race car so I can hook it on up, rewire for you. Change the firing order.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he wanted to do. He got to get up a little bit earlier for me. Hey, I'm gonna let him do what he do best.
I'm gonna give him a four firing order.
Yeah, he gonna switch it all the way around. He'll be talking about, man, hey, it's running good. Yeah, right.
That's that cam.
Yeah, you let the cam talk sound double. I know. Yeah, buddy.
But it was a good show, though, Cadillac Joe. You funny as hell, boy. This is an LOL show here.
Oh, man, just trying to make everybody have a good time, man. Got love over here, man. Trying to get something going, make everybody have a good time, man. So when you know how that is, man. Got to have love out here in the grudge world. So you gonna make me out of grudge racing, huh, Terrell?
Hey, Joe, check it out, though. When I beat you and I gap you, I got a shirt I want you to wear. It's going to say, I got whooped by the East Side Strangler, and I have a 30-day pass.
Yeah, all right, man. All right, that ain't going to happen, bro. You can have it, but, bro, I doubt if I wear it because I'm not. That ain't even me, bro, because that's not going to happen. Trust me. Like I say, I am releasing the beast. I'm going to release the beast on you. That's all. You're going to be saying, ooh-wee. You got the straight knocked out. That's it. Look at that punk driving. Damn, boy. You didn't want your rail move. See that? Go from the right to the left lane. Wow. Cleared it up. Yeah, man, but appreciate you tuning in, man. We had a good show, man. Want to tell everybody thanks for listening, coming on in. Anybody got anything they want to say before we get out of here? Push the one button.
Hey, I got something to say. I saw all the stranglers on the line. Tomorrow, get over Hootie so we can take care of that business for Sunday. He's going to send a text out, so... A big pern know what it's about. I think that's on too. Stokes, you up here?
I'll be there in the morning or tomorrow evening.
Okay. We're gonna link up tomorrow, man. We're gonna get some things together.
No, hey guys.
Okay.
Hey guys,
what y'all talking about? Roger, I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Don't worry about it. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Hey guys.
Okay.
Hey everybody online. Don't forget Tail Show tomorrow night. At 10 o'clock, well, I think it's 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock y'all time. You know, help your brother out. You know, support him. But if y'all done talking, you know, we got something for y'all. Let y'all chime down and have a good time and think about something. Y'all want it now or y'all want it later?
We gonna give it to him now.
Go ahead, let it go.
My pick for the day. I'm good.
All right, well y'all go. This is for everybody out here. I'm glad y'all called in. There you go. It's all. It's all about. Hey, it's all about. And Eastside Strength, man. We're glad y'all got that business, brother. We're gonna support y'all 100%.
Go.
We got a new sponsor, Eastside Strength.
Yep.
Mother, I made it. Cry for me. Most likely I'ma die for me. I've been grinding outside all day with me. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My
hitters,
my hitters. First thing first, I love all my hitters. This rap, 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 and I hold my hitters. You're looking for some rain, let me call my hitters. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some smoke, smoke some, you drink, drink. Jack on the block, what that bit on thing? That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't mine, yeah. He tripping off a bubble, no, that ain't mine, yeah. Taking, 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 shit, yeah, that's mine, yeah. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's mine, yeah. First pass through to my head. Hit my first big pass with my head. My head. Some other hits, cause I'm down for my hits. I ride for my hits. I said it, I'ma ride for my. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitters. My hitter, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters.
My you know I'm down with them, down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my kids sipping on that. Then we used to hit a wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down there getting twisted. Get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. They know I put you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my about to catch my. Drink that act right and get straight with my. Me and my girl riding dirty, trying to chase them figures.
Who got the
yellow?
Who got the yellow?
Don't matter.
Who
said you
I'ma ride for me.
What's up?
Most likely I'ma die for me. I've been grinding outside all day with me. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My homie got my homie running me. He the reason I'm straight. My homie got a house. My homie got a lake. My homie we eat. My homie get a plate. And I'm still here hitting this. My hero, my hero, running off of me. My hero, my hero, I take him. My hero, my hero, help him. Talk then he ain't my hero. My hero, my hero. YG my hero. And I ain't going in. They trying to leave my hero. Start to see me and won't believe. But it wasn't enough room, cause I came with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. And I'm all about my business, like a suit and tie, which I ride for my hitter. Believe it, I'ma ride for my. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter.
My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. Good night, everyone. Yeah. Cadillac Joe, go ahead and do your thing, brother.
Cadillac. Baby boy, peace. Where you at? Baby boy. I guess baby boy's still on break, but Cadillac want to thank everybody for coming out, man, joining the round table. Hey, we had a good show. We had a good show. So I want to say good night. Everybody have a safe week. See you next Friday on Get Down. Get Down.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank everybody. As they say, it ain't down to the fella you sing.
That's it. That's it. We got anybody hitting the like the one button one more time before we get out of here. Hey, ain't no hitters out. East side, south side. Shh. shutdown. We out of here. Baby boy. Man, where baby boy at, man? He in the bushes. Where he at?
Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. 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 Yeah. First thing first, I'll evolve my hitter. This rap, 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 and I evolve my hitter. You're looking for some rain, let me call my hitter. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some smoke, smoke some, dip, drink, drink. Yeah, yeah, on the block, what the they don't think. That's a new back up, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my hitter. He tripping off a bubble, no, that ain't my hitter. Taking, taking, taking shit, that's my hitter. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my hitter. First pass through to my head. Hit my first big pass with my head. My head. Mother, cause I'm down for my hits. I ride for my hits. I said it, I'ma ride for my. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitters, my hitter.
My you know I'm down with them, down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my kids sipping on that. Then we used to hit a wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down there getting twisted. Get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. They know I put you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my about to catch my. Drink that act right and get straight with my. Me and my girl riding dirty, try to chase them
figures.
Who got the
yellow?
Who got the
yellow?
Don't matter.
I'm riding for my.
What's up?
Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitters, my hitter. My hitters, my hitter. My homie got, my homie running me, he the reason I'm straight. My homie got a house, my homie got a lake. My homie we eat, my homie get a plate. And I'm still here in this, my hitter, my hitter. Running off of me, my hitter, my hitter. I take a look, my hitter, my hitter. Help him, talk, then he ain't my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. YG.